Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. and Iran have agreed to a two-week ceasefire, a truce that includes Iran allowing safe navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. White House correspondent Craig Clugston.
Announcing the two-week pause in military strikes, President Trump called for the complete, immediate, and safe opening of the crucial waterway. Iran said passage through the strait would be allowed for the next 2 weeks under the control of its military. Iran described the ceasefire as a humiliating retreat by Donald Trump, while the White House claimed the President and a powerful U.S. military got Iran to agree.
President Trump says Iran has also produced a longer-term 10-point peace plan. Mr. Trump says provides a workable basis for negotiations. This latest development has global stock markets soaring, Wall Street futures rocketing higher as well, and oil prices are tumbling.
Brent crude, the global benchmark for crude oil, that is a pretty big drop indeed. We're talking about 15-16%. Quite simply because part of the conditions for this ceasefire is the Strait of Hormuz reopening. So if, you know, millions of barrels of oil and gas are able to start transiting through the Strait of Hormuz, that's going to give a good boost to global supplies. It's going to be a big relief to countries here in Asia.
The BBC's Nick Marsh. The voters have spoken. Republicans will retain the Georgia congressional seat that was held by Marjorie Taylor Greene. Republican Clay Fuller has won the runoff in Georgia's 14th congressional district. Fuller credits grassroots support and President Trump's endorsement. AAA's national average for a gallon of regular gas, $4.16 as of this morning. That is up 2 cents from yesterday. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 1,200 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 847 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Sight and Sound Films presents
Benjamin Franklin,
Reverend Whitfield,
a match made in heaven,
or just a deal made in a print shop.
Two voices.
My friends, do you want to be free?
One idea.
The Constitution needs to speak to the heart of these people.
A new nation.
You are the lightning bolt, George. I am just the lightning rod. And who is the source, then?
A Great Awakening. Now playing in theaters. AGreatAwakening.com for details. Rated PG-13.
I didn't switch to Pure Talk just because I wanted to save 50% off the same 5G service I'd been paying twice as much for. I switched because I like the idea of being in business with a wireless company that supports our veterans in a meaningful way. Pure Talk also creates American jobs every day by keeping their entire operation in this country. I appreciate that. If you feel the same, dial #250, say micro, and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We've had an early delay on the Capitol Beltway headed to the Mormon Temple right here looking at the camera, Georgia Avenue, and off in the distance we can see the Mormon Temple. The wreck is over near Connecticut Avenue and at one point was crowding the left-hand lane. They're moving again. Four lanes are open. The pace is a little better, which could indicate that they're getting the vehicles out of there, but already you'll have a backup moving over from New Hampshire Avenue and from Route 29. If you're out early towards Elk Ridge in Howard County, through that area, there's an active fire call there in the last 40 minutes. Be careful around Washington Boulevard in the area at Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. After a very cold start, plenty of sunshine today with highs in the cool low 50s. Mostly clear and cold again tonight with lows falling back into the mid-30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
31 degrees in White Marsh, 32 in Joppatown. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Brandon Scott has released a statement following Thursday's police-involved shooting in the 1700 block of Pennsylvania Avenue. The mayor says the city is fully cooperating with the investigation and the police department will follow all internal investigation protocols. No officers were injured in the incident, and the 35-year-old victim is in critical but stable condition. The mayor has directed Monsey to activate a coordinated neighborhood stabilization response in the area surrounding the incident. And Anne Arundel County Police have identified the victim killed in a three-vehicle crash on Tuesday morning. The accident happened on Solomon's Island Road when a northbound Dodge struck the rear of a Nissan that was pushed into the southbound lanes, where it was struck head-on by a Toyota. The 54-year-old driver of the Nissan was killed. She's identified as Regina Hicks of Prince Frederick. The other driver suffered minor injuries. Police say the investigation is ongoing. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 643, the pick 4, 3520. 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds. Purchase actual working railroad signals and traffic lights and take advantage of free clinics and white elephant tables where you can sell your items. And skip the lines by purchasing express entry tickets on our website at gsmts.com. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. Let's go to the train show.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. A big-time home run yesterday, for Gunnar Henderson.
1-1 for Gunnar. Taylor Ward at second, and this ball jacked to right field. Well struck. Hill racing back. It's gone! Left on left, Gunnar Henderson slams the Orioles in front.
Evan Brown and Big Ben McDonald had the call on Masson. Henderson's two-run shot broke a 2-2 tie in the eighth, and Ryan Helsley closed it out as the Birds take two in a row from the White Sox. 4-2 the final yesterday. After the game, Gunnar on the at-bat that decided the game.
I feel like I was seeing the ball pretty well and just had nothing to show for it, and then was able to get one and didn't miss coming through for the team. And a chance to not go to extras would have been great because how cold it was. So
game time temperature was 34 degrees yesterday in Chicago, and the feels like temp was in the 20s. Day one in the books in Owings Mills, talking about the Ravens' voluntary off-season workouts, limited to strength and conditioning drills yesterday. Meanwhile, the Ravens' fresh start in 2026 will include new uniforms to be unveiled at a PSL event a week from tomorrow at Merriweather Post Pavilion. It's the first time in 26 years that the Ravens have unveiled new uniforms. Coming up in 30 minutes, national media weighs in on Lamar. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680. WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Welcome to Wednesday. It is April the 8th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up this hour, the governor set to sign the budget today. And, of course, with Republican help, we'll explain A bill that will allow the state of Maryland to sue private schools for discrimination is, with a week to go, in the Maryland General Insane Asylum is gathering some momentum. And as you might imagine, private schools are not happy. But our top story here today is if you prayed for peace, if you are one who is advocating peace, then there are some hopeful signs. The president last night and Iran, through the broker of Pakistan, have agreed to a two-week ceasefire in the ongoing military combat operations of Operation Epic Fury. Now, there's a lot of unknowns here. There are a lot of things that both sides have floated in competing proposals. So we don't know all the details yet. But I will like to read to you a Truth Social post just moments ago from the president. He said, a big day for world peace. Iran wants it to happen. They've had enough. Likewise, so has everyone else. The United States of America will be helping with the traffic buildup in the Strait of Hormuz. There will be lots of positive action. Big money will be made. Iran can start the reconstruction process. We'll be loading up with supplies of all kinds and just hanging around in order to make sure that everything goes well. I feel confident that it will. Just like we're experiencing in the United States, this could be a golden age in the Middle East. Now, prior to that, the president put out another statement saying, based on conversations with the prime minister of and field marshal of Pakistan, where they requested I hold off the destructive force being sent tonight in Iran and subject to the Islamic Republic of Iran's agreeing to the complete, immediate, and safe opening of the Strait of Hormuz, I agree to suspend the bombing and attack of Iran for a period of 2 weeks. This will be a double-sided ceasefire. The reason for doing so is that we've already met and exceeded all military objectives and are very far along with a definitive agreement concerning long-term peace with Iran and peace in the Middle East. We received a 10-point proposal from Iran and believe it is a workable basis on which to negotiate. Almost all the various points of past contention have been agreed to between the U.S. and Iran, but a two-week period will allow the agreement to be finalized and consummated. And that, of course, thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. So there's a lot to digest there, a lot to analyze. But when the president says almost all of the military objectives, I do believe that. My one concern would be on the enriched nuclear, or uranium, rather, which could be used for a dirty bomb or a nuclear bomb. And that is, to me, a big sticking point, because I do believe that Iran's Navy and Air Force have been completely decimated. I believe their ballistic missile stockpile has been almost not eliminated, but severely degraded and impacted. I mean, you're looking at their ability to manufacture weapons and to, again, cause more mayhem in the Middle East has been impeded greatly, significantly. Is this unconditional surrender, as the president had asked for? I don't know. I don't know yet. We'll have to wait and see. These are very tense, sensitive negotiations, ceasefires. You know, a lot of people didn't think that President Trump would be able to get a ceasefire in Gaza. And guess what? That peace has been sustainable. It's held for the most part. Hamas has been behaving. And, of course, they're going to try to rebuild that part of the world. And I think this could be a huge moment in history. I never thought I'd see in my lifetime Iran brought to heel like they have been here by any president. But this president has kept his promise.
Absolutely. Like tons of them already.
Yeah. And he continues to keep his promises. So all trust is in with President Trump. He's the master, art of the deal, negotiator. And we'll see what happens in the very near future. But the one thing I don't like about the bill, I'll tell you in just a second. 6:13 about the ceasefire. 6:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. Looking live. Very nice sunrise here at the Bay Bridge. Looking at the live shot going east from Sandy Point over to Kent Island. Very nice there. The westbound side is running just fine through that area as well. Had a fire call around 5:30 this morning. It was an active fire call. Washington Boulevard near the area of Route 100 in Howard County, and we're still slow. Started with the wreck about 5:40 on the outer loop at Connecticut Avenue in Montgomery County, already backed up to New Hampshire Avenue. It's moving over at Georgia Avenue, but slow, which would indicate that the investigation may still be there with some of the lanes back open again, but already a 10, maybe 15-minute extra ride right now for the traffic through there. So far, early this morning, have not seen any problems with the lanes open in and around the Beltway And right now, at least both the harbor tunnels are clear. Just going back, going to change the camera very quickly right here. Just get a look just to make sure. Yeah, we're all good. Southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cold start to the morning here today, but it will be sunny today a little bit later on. Highs will be in the low 50s. Overnight temps back into the mid-30s and then sunny. And a little bit warmer tomorrow. We're looking at low 60s. Friday, a return to the 70s. So it's just really the next 24 hours or so that we'll have to worry about the colder temperatures. We'll get back to spring-like temperatures shortly. Right now, it is 36 degrees in Annapolis, 30 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. President Trump warned that Iran's civilization would end prior to 8 o'clock last night, and poof, all of a sudden, we get a two-week ceasefire.
Yeah. It's like, you think? It's like, next, maybe you ought to do something.
Next up, the Democrats and the media. What he's going to do about those. We'll see what happens there. But, you know, they completely overreacted. All these people that said he was going to vaporize 90 million people with a nuclear. I mean, the Democrats, the media.
They
people,
jump before they think. That's what
Tucker
they always
Carlson,
do.
Tucker Carlson, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, you know, we're going to read his statement and interpret exactly what he was talking about here. He wasn't talking about using a nuclear weapon.
No.
I mean, it's these people are absurd. They're so deranged.
They fell for it more than the Iranians.
Yeah, they did. Absolutely.
That's what they thrive on. That's their mission.
A Medicare pilot program giving seniors access to CBD products is now being tried.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Hey, Granny.
Chuck Whitaker
has some free traffic reports now.
Chuck Whitaker's announced the Golden Munchie program to follow.
People are imagine me being messed up more than I am already.
No, it's impossible. I saw you were being taunted by one of our good friends the other day.
Oh yeah, Tommy Levin.
He's at the Masters.
Son of a bitch.
Which starts tomorrow, right?
Plus three tournaments today, and the tournament tomorrow.
Yeah, and so he's holding up a ticket and says, "I forgot to send you your ticket.
I forgot to mail this to you." I'm not going to tell you what I told him when I talked to him.
That's going to be a bad paper cut for him.
I think. It is.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
People are starting to are still talking about the jar of Nutella that was seen floating around the Artemis II space capsule the other day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
it's good stuff.
Who knew that would go well with Tang? You know, imagine right. Tang was the. From the Apollo missions.
Tang Nutella. It sounds like a name of somebody famous.
Hey, see, Charlie's Angels reunited yesterday. Yeah, 50th anniversary of Charlie's Angels.
Wow.
Kate Jackson, Jacqueline Smith, and Cheryl Ladd were all there for the reunion. Of course, Charlie couldn't make it. He was on speakerphone.
Yeah, for real.
You know? J.P. Morgan is warning that gas prices could top $5 a gallon by the end of the month. And for Californians, they go, oh, yay, prices are coming down.
Yeah, isn't that? Oh, my.
California's brutal.
It went down already here this morning, 22 cents.
Dow futures are up 1,000 points. Oil is tumbling just on the news of a ceasefire. Look, there's a lot of work still to be done on this ceasefire. But look, it's always a good thing when you pray for peace, you want peace. Nobody likes war, and that's a good thing. Shaquille O'Neal is starting a new slam dunk basketball league called Dunk Man. The league will crown the best dunker in the world, and the winner gets $500,000.
Wow.
Apparently, Chuck Whitaker's already been named the honorary best dunker around. Yes, he can. Folks, he can dunk with two fingers. It's just amazing.
Yeah. And I don't even drink coffee.
That's
you're
right.
Quite the dunker.
You can dunk in tea. You can dunk in tea. Exactly. Best states to work from home have been identified. The worst state is Alaska.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah, the best state, Utah, followed by Delaware, and Maryland's number four.
Wow.
Maryland's in the top five. Florida's down the middle of the pack. They're number 25, halfway.
Well, Baltimore, you stay home, you don't get in any trouble.
Yeah, exactly. But the worst states, Hawaii, West Virginia, Montana, Alaska. I would think that a lot of the working from home now is pretty much coming to an end.
I hope so.
Based on COVID being over. But there's still some people doing it. A lot of people are offering a little bit of flexibility where you can go in the office a couple days a week and then you can work at home a couple days a week, as long as you can do it.
I mean, I'll deal with that. But yeah, it was so milked. It was so, crying because they have to actually go into the office. It's like, I can't take it.
I miss those days of people that, they were doing the what you call it, the Zoom meetings and stuff to go with.
Oh, the heads on the screen, yeah.
Heads always... on the half-dressed.
Yeah, they got their jammies or their skivvies on and a button-down, you know, it's like...
It reminds me of...
And then it makes you scared at what they're, yeah, what they're actually wearing from the bottom down.
By a good friend.
Or at all.
Glenn Brenner used to be a sportscaster at Channel 9 in Washington. He would just wear a suit, a coat and tie, and then the bottom was just shorts and sandals on television. Yeah. He would get half-dressed for the event.
My friend Chris Thomas.
Yeah, Chris. Chris used to do that as well.
He'd be ready to go play golf in 2 seconds.
Yeah, I know somebody very well who does that, and
you're not going to name names?
No, okay. I'm scared.
All right. What are you scared of? Or who are you scared of?
I'm scared of a lot of people.
All right. We don't want to get you in trouble, Maggie. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. All right, so what do you think of this? We have Paz already saying of the ceasefire. Iran's leadership is decimated. Its military obliterated. Iran's ability to manufacture drones, ballistic missiles, nuclear weapons reduced to rubble. The U.S. achieved its military objectives swiftly and decisively. I applaud President Trump for confronting this evil with the courage his predecessors lacked. Now watch as the lying media tries to spin this as a loss for the United States. You've got that right. We have Caroline Levitt saying this is a victory for the U.S. that President Trump and our incredible military have made happen. From the very beginning of Operation Epic Fury, President Trump estimated this would be a 4 to 6 week operation. Thanks to unbelievable capabilities of our warriors, we have achieved and exceeded our core military objectives in 38 days. And again, we'll have more on that this morning with Secretary of War Pete Hegseth and Chairman Kane. The success of our military created maximum leverage, allowing President Trump and the team to engage in tough negotiations have now created an opening for diplomatic solutions and long-term peace. Additionally, President Trump got the Strait of Hormuz reopened. See, that's the only thing I don't crazy about this deal. I don't like the fact that Iran could use the Strait of Hormuz as leverage in anything. But look, you got to get these oil markets calmed down. And yesterday we hit Karg Island pretty bad, so they knew, I think. Iran looked at two things. One, the rescue mission. We could do, with our special forces or our military, we could go anywhere at any time and do anything in Iran. Okay? Number one. Number two, we hit Karg Island pretty bad yesterday with the military sites on Karg Island. So I think they saw the writing on the wall. They were going to lose Karg Island. They were going to lose their ability to make their own oil revenue. And that obviously would have impeded their economy as well. All right. Coming up, your reaction as well here on KCN Company on WCBM.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered.
Kabam!
That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waskey, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Brake lights down the Old Harbor Tunnel beginning around O'Donnell Street, so that starts the morning back up there. The lanes are open as you're going through. In the meantime, the Fort McHenry Tunnel with the four lanes open, not much of a problem right now, under 5 minutes going through there on 95. Back down to the Capitol Beltway, still slow. We had the wreck almost an hour ago now on the outer loop at Connecticut Avenue, still backed up. Going back to New Hampshire Avenue, and on the Beltway locally, the morning delay is starting to reach back from Liberty Road working its way back towards 795. It's going to be heavy from there, as usual, going down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today. Cold start, sunny, and a high in the low 50s. 30 right now in Pikesville. It is 39 in Ocean City. A little warmer by the water. We'll take that, right? And, of course, we're talking about the double-sided two-week ceasefire. Your reaction to it, Steve in Reisterstown, first up this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. You got your seatbelt on?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
So listen.
Bring it.
So listen. So listen. The Taliban's still in charge.
Not in Iran.
Oh, we don't know who we're talking to. They haven't released it.
Well, of course, most of the leadership has been killed. The Minister of Foreign Affairs, his name is Agachi, is putting out statements. So at least that's the person.
There's so many things, Sean, that are wrong with this, and I hope it works out. But 2 weeks, they're going to turn their heads and do the same old. We have to pay $2 million for every ship that goes through.
Could be.
We have to.
Yeah, they could try.
Oh, yeah. Why?
They could try. They're going to try to do it. I think. Look, there's a lot. Look, it's trust but verify all over again. I don't trust Iran as far as I can throw them. And if they start with that toll stuff, I mean, it's. I think Trump, being the businessman, I think Trump's going to give him a better option than that. I really do.
One other point I'll make, and it's just devastating because I talk to a lot of, you know, a lot of people, and I know a lot of people. I talked to some salty Marines the other day. They don't understand how in the world, when you're going to take over something, you don't take the point of priority that the strait was never militarized to take it over. It's stupid. It was the most stupid thing militarily they have ever seen.
Well, I mean, they took out military sites yesterday on Karg Island, and they were about, I think, ready to take that island. That was going to be the next big event when Iran decided. And look, that's a big revenue for them. That's the only way they rebuild their country is with that oil. Because I don't want to rebuild it. Do you want to spend your tax dollars rebuilding Iran?
No,
I don't.
No, none of this money should go. None of our money should go over there.
Exactly.
I still have enough to buy you a beer.
All right, we'll have to do it sometime, Steve. All right, buddy, take care. All right, 6:26, 26 minutes after the hour. Look, President Trump, we've got this statement that he made yesterday that everybody, I think, Democrats, you had the media, you had people formerly that were friends and supporters of President Trump all misinterpreting and overreacting and distorting. Let me read you the statement. He said, a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. However, now that we have complete and total regime change, where different, smarter, and less radicalized minds prevail, maybe something revolutionarily wonderful can happen. Who knows? We'll find out tonight, one of the most important moments in the long and complex history of the world. 47 years of extortion, corruption, and death will finally end. God bless the great people of Iran. So that it was interpreted that he was getting ready to send a nuke to vaporize 90 million people. You didn't read the whole statement. You didn't parse the words of the statement. He was talking about the power plant in Bridge Day. Again, when you wipe out the power and bridges and so on and so forth, when you talk about going back to the Stone Ages, that is a civilizational change. That's what he was talking about. And it's the civilization of Iran being a state sponsor of terror. As he put it, the corruption, extortion, and death was going to come to an end. That was the civilizational death he was referring to, not the death of the people of Iran, which he later in the statement said, God bless the great people of Iran. So that was a complete overreaction by many Democrats, Republicans, people in the media, so on and so forth. He also launched on CNN for posting a fake statement from Iran that was traced to a fake news site in Nigeria. Boy, how CNN has just dropped like a rock. They're just totally have embarrassed themselves. They're almost as embarrassed as the IRGC. D.C. And then when Iran started putting innocent women and children in front of the power plants and so on and so forth, that was a Hail Mary desperation attempt. So, look, we hope and pray that this ceasefire holds. And but again, it's going to have to be trust and verify, and we have to make sure that enriched uranium is handed over to the United States or a third party, not to be anyone close to Iran. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company, and Vinny and his agents are there to sell your home. And now's the time. We're in spring selling season, which is the hottest time of the year to be selling your home. No matter what the interest rates are, you want somebody that's going to be working at all hours of the day and night to sell that home with a database of nearly 13,000 people. That's exactly what Vinny and his agents do with all sorts of different programs. So what I would advise is give him a call, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, and make sure that, you know, you get Vinny out there. They'll take a look at your property and inspect it and make sure if it needs any staging or repair, whatever. Once you agree on asking price, time frame, you sign the contract, your home is guaranteed to sell. That simple. Call Vinny, 410-709-7515, or online, vinnysteele.com. 6:30, let's get some news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Anne Arundel County Police have identified the victim killed in a three-vehicle crash on Tuesday morning. The accident happened on Solomon's Island Road when a northbound Dodge struck the rear of a Nissan that was pushed into the southbound lanes, where it was struck head-on by a Toyota. The 54-year-old driver of the Nissan was killed. She's identified as Regina Hicks of Prince Frederick. The other driver suffered minor injuries. Police say their investigation is ongoing. And Baltimore County Police are investigating an accident at a Middle River shooting range. Police were called to the Free State Gun Range on Crossroads Circle Tuesday morning, where they found one person injured. The victim was taken to a hospital for treatment, but there's no word on the extent of their injuries. Police are trying to determine how the accident happened and if the safety protocols were being followed. And Baltimore police say a missing man was last seen outside of a Fells Point bar at around 2 a.m. Saturday. 27-year-old Branson Odwar was seen on video in the 1600 block of Thames Street outside of the horse you came in on. Odwar is described as 5'9" and 150 pounds. He was last seen wearing a tan-colored shirt and a white hat. His family and friends have posted flyers around Fells Point, and anyone with information about his whereabouts are asked to call police. And a major Eastern Shore drug bust has led to 13 arrests and the seizure of more than $4 million worth of cocaine. The Wicomico County Sheriff's Office and other law enforcement agencies say the drug trafficking operation was responsible for distributing narcotics throughout the Eastern Shore of Maryland and Virginia, Baltimore, and the lower region of Delaware. This investigation began in late 2024 as investigators received information that Desmond Roberts Jr. was involved drug trafficking, and law enforcement used surveillance, undercover operations, and search warrants to identify key members of the operation and dismantle the trafficking routes. It's 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're looking live at the Bay Bridge westbound right after Route 8. All three lanes are open. You're clear over to Sandy Point. Two lanes open eastbound. No problems right now. Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge, I-97 at Route 32. The pace is still good there. That will change in about 45 minutes or so. Had a fire call early this morning in Howard County. That is now cleared. Washington Boulevard is back open again in the area at Route 100. The Capitol Beltway still slow with the wreck now pretty much on the shoulder. Outer loop at Connecticut Avenue delays back to New Hampshire Avenue in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast after a very cold start. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the cool low 50s. Mostly clear and cold again tonight with lows falling back into the mid-30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Trevor Rogers, still legit.
2-2 for Hill. That's strike three. Right in there for Trevor Rogers. And strikeout number five.
That's knocking a little paint right off the inside corner for Trevor Rogers.
Kevin Brown, Big Ben McDonald had the call on Masson. I used to call him the burly left-hander, but have you seen him lately? Now you have to call him the slim left-hander. Either way, Rogers was six more stellar innings in tough conditions yesterday. Two runs allowed, didn't get the win, but allowed the Birds to win it late. 4-2 was the final on a Gunnar Henderson two-run shot in the eighth. After the game, Rogers on the battle in Chicago.
In terms of stuff, probably the worst one of the year. It was one that, you know, I had to bear down from, you know, after that third inning on. I had to bear down, just grind through it, try to make pitches the best I could. And
Rogers allowing three straight hits after getting the first two outs in the third. White Sox plating both of their runs in that inning. Meanwhile, in New York last night, the Yanks were 0-for-12 with runners in scoring position, and they trailed the Athletics 3-2 in the eighth.
Drilled deep to left field. If it's fair, it's gone. It is gone. See ya. A three-run home run for Rosario, and the Yankees have come back to take the lead.
Michael Kay had the call on the YES Network, a pair of home runs for Ahmed Rosario last night as the Yanks beat the A's. 5-3 was the final. Elsewhere in the division, Dodgers over the Blue Jays 4-1. The Red Sox nipped the Brewers 3-2, and the Rays hammered by the Cubs 9-2. National media weighing in on Lamar's attendance at the offseason workouts, which started Monday and end today in Owings Mills. Today, for the time being, here's ESPN's Dan Orlovsky on his thoughts.
I love the fact that he's there with Declan Doyle and the Jesse Minter. I think the thing that will be interesting is how quickly Lamar learns the offense. You know, this is going to take it some time. If you
meanwhile, former NFL player Emmanuel Acho on the podcast called The Speakeasy had this to say.
I love this for Lamar. This is gigantic. This is leadership at its finest by Lamar Jackson. Being there at OTAs is more integral to winning than a play call on first down. Being there at voluntary workouts lets everybody in the building know I'm willing to work just as hard as you, 53rd person on the depth chart, 90th person on the depth chart, even though I am the first person on the depth chart.
The time now is 6:37. When we return, whatever happened to doing your job?
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
I think these comments by these former NFL players prove once and for all that they just live in a completely different world than normal people. Because what, I mean, it's like, duh. Okay, it's a no-brainer. You come in and you do your job. Crying out loud.
Yeah, well, you know, part of it is, you know, the teams, and maybe this is because of the deal with the players' union.
Of course
By marking them voluntary. When you mark something voluntary, then, you know, look, when I played football, of course, I wasn't part of the NFL, obviously, but I played college football, you were told, practice is such and such a day, and this is when it starts, and you will be in the weight room at such and such a time, and there was no voluntary about it. You had to get an excused absence if you were sick or it was a death in the family or something like that, but you were expected to be at practice at all times.
I mean, at least Dan Orlovsky had the common sense to say, a new coach, a new offensive coordinator, it's good for Lamar, you got to get in. Okay, I get all of that stuff. But for this guy, Emmanuel Acho, to like extol his virtues for coming in, and it's huge for Lamar, it's a complete no-brainer.
So how much is Lamar getting paid this year?
Lamar is getting approximately million dollars this year.
$52 million.
He's going to count like 40 against the cap now.
Lamar, do your job. You're getting paid for it. Be a professional and do your job and show up for work.
Lead your team.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Thanks, Gary. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. You can join us here. What do you think of the two-week double-sided ceasefire that was agreed to last night? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. No ceasefire here in Baltimore, where the Federal Hill crime concerns are, you know, bubbling over. Yesterday, there was a meeting at the Federal Hill Square Park in which, yeah, there was the police. They showed up, the BPD, the sheriff's office in the city, and Dollar Bill Ferguson was there and more. But this was after the Easter Sunday homicide early in the morning, and folks in Federal Hill have just had enough. I mean, they're not buying this stuff about homicides are down, violent crimes are down. Not when you're seeing people being gunned down right outside your porch in Federal Hill, outside your restaurant. Jen Covino, she's part of the Federal Hill Public Safety Neighborhood Organization. She said that, it's getting too frequent, too often that she has to visit and deal with this kind of trauma.
I make it a point the morning after to go check the crime scenes out to ensure that none of my neighbors are subject to the trauma that follows these crimes.
It's amazing watching these elected officials, you know, they show up. It's almost like obligatory. I got to go to this meeting here. It's a public safety thing, so I better show my face. But they really don't have any solutions. They don't have any answers, including Senate President Dollar Bill Ferguson.
We have seen real progress, right? And I think I can list off statistics about you've seen violent crime, the lowest it being in the last number of years because of some of the investment.
You know, some of the investment, yeah, the taxes. That's what he's talking about, our taxes. Our taxes are buying really nothing. They're not buying any safety. They're buying a false sense of security right now. And Sandy Seward, she is a local Federal Hill resident, lived there for like 35 years. And she's had enough, and she commented and reacted to the most recent homicide in Federal Hill.
There's been no effort to change anything in this neighborhood.
None. There's been no change. Even though the mayor is saying that homicides are down, the governor's saying homicides are down. Well, she's put together it's like a petition. These are demand letters that she is sending to elected leaders demanding that they do something about the escalating crime in Federal Hill.
We have almost 800 signatures from the Southern District that are going to be hand-delivered to a group of people. Nobody cares, all right? Until the mayor says, all of you, take care of this neighborhood. He wants to run for higher office. He has to first perform as governor. I'm hand-delivering it to Ed Hale, who's also running for governor.
Yeah, and she went on to say, then, we've seen these. And look, things would be even worse if it weren't for Ivan Bates and U.S. Attorney Eric Barron. It'd be even worse than it is now. Because Mayor Scott doesn't have the answer. He's not a public safety expert, nor is Governor Moore a public safety expert. We'll get to him a little bit later on in the Youth Charging Reform Act. But I think, this might be the mindset here. We're watching Governor Moore, his approval numbers down below 50%. 60% of Marylanders think the state is on the wrong track. And Sandy Seward is kind of hit the buzzword here. Is it time for a change?
Right now, I'm not feeling very hopeful, but not ready to give up, but getting close, all right? I mean, I think we need a change of who's at the top in our state and in our city. It is unsafe to go out in this neighborhood at night. Sometimes it's unsafe to be out here during the day, quite honestly.
Yeah, it is. In broad daylight, does not matter. We've seen crimes committed in broad daylight, all hours of the night, early morning, late in the evening. And the fact it doesn't matter who you are or where you live, that's just a matter of you might be a little more safe. But certainly, if it's Federal Hill, even in other parts of Baltimore, you are a prime target. Because we've got so many of these juvenile thugs that have been enabled, and they're aided and abetted by the so-called legislators in Annapolis. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update with Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the backup down 895, which is pretty much normal. 895 backed up to the Erdman Avenue ramp. So from there, then it's O'Donnell Street across through the bridge at I-95 and eventually into the Old Harbor Tunnel. 895 is two lanes southbound, so it kind of plods along. Fort McHenry Tunnel is four lanes, and we're still going to be a little bit slow now right around the curve at O'Donnell Street and may back up to the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So the bottom line is we're about 7 to 10 minutes right now with delays. Nothing major southbound at the Harbor Tunnels. Looking live at 95 Russell Street, 395. All the lanes are open. City Police with a new minor wreck. It's over on the east side. It's right at the split where you come in on Pulaski Highway, and then Monument Street breaks off to the right side. It's right there at the split after Erdman Avenue, so watch for that area, especially on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a cold start today. Sunny, low 50s a little bit later on this afternoon. Things start warming up beginning tomorrow. Right now, 32 in Severn, 31 in Parkville. We head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name, Butterball Johnson.
That was awful.
You smell bad?
Mr. Casey.
Yes, sir.
Did you see that picture I sent you?
Oh, no.
Messenger?
You just sent? Oh, no, I didn't see it. Cause
when did you see that?
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
All right, I'll do that in a second. All right, going into this, who would you put your money on, Joey Chestnut or four huge Tampa Bay Buccaneer players in a chocolate cake eating competition?
Always Joey Chestnut.
Yeah. Not only did Joey Chestnut win, he also set a world record doing it. Here's a part of what was posted yesterday online.
Oh, my God. I'm shaking. I think we gave him a run for his money.
Absolutely.
He's a heck of an athlete, man. He's the greatest of all time for a reason. They called Joey the Jaws Chestnut for no reason.
You're right.
And we saw that firsthand today.
That was impressive.
Now, Joey ate 10.5 pieces of cake by himself. The four Buccaneers ate 9.5 all together.
And did they get sick after?
I don't know, but that's a pretty sorry performance. That's four guys that's, basically, what's the math on that? They had about 2 pieces of cake each, 2.5 pieces of cake each?
Right.
That's disgusting.
Here's the deal. They eat a lot, but they don't eat a lot quickly.
Is an athletic ability. I mean, the esophagus and the stuff, they are muscular. You have to train to do... Well, I
have you been in an eating competition before, Maggie?
No, I would yak all over the place.
Okay, just making sure. So I came up with this idea that maybe we could get Chuck Whitaker versus Joey Chestnut
crab eating
at Buffet City for an all-you-can-eat dumpling contest.
Oh,
what do you think?
A dumpling contest.
My little dumpling.
You're my little dumpling. My little sugar muffin.
That's right. Would you will be up for that, Chuck?
No, I would not.
No.
First off, I've never been in Buffet City. There's fake news once again. From WCBM at Baltimore 680, I'll notify the FCC.
I said I would set it up at Buffet City.
You'll set it up. Here, set this up. And then shut up on top of that.
He's had a rough morning. He's been taunted by a ticket at the Masters by our good buddy Tommy Levin.
Tom Levin. My buddy. My ex-friend.
Farris like
Point
that,
Country Club,
you
should ban him from playing.
Oh, it's a video. I got to watch the video. Okay.
Oh, you got to see this. This is classic.
I will watch it. Burger King is testing a king-size sliders box that lets you build your own combo. How about that? You get steakhouse bacon deluxe or bacon and cheese sliders from Burger King. Now starting in select markets, and then if it tests well, they'll make it nationwide. So how about that?
Sounds like good to me.
Taco Bell's introducing the new steak and guac nacho fries.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, $5.99. And Dairy Queen rolling out the Countdown to Summer Blizzard menu. Strawberry Angel Food Cake Blizzard, S'mores Blizzard, Cotton Candy Blizzard, all now through April the 26th at your participating DQ locations. All right, so we will. I'll have to check that video out, and then we'll talk about it here in the next.
You might
day.
Not be able to talk after you see it, but it's all right.
It looks like somebody gets hit in the Family Jewels. Am I right about that?
No, it's a big woman who's after a foul ball at the Raymond James.
Oh, okay, all right.
Tropicana Field.
Okay, all right. Well,
was anybody hurt?
Just her.
Just her. How long is the video?
It's about 20 seconds.
Okay, I'll put it on right now and look at it while we'll do it. Play by play.
They're calling her a
here comes the
right
pitch. The pitch to the. Hang on a second. Now I'm getting the circle of death. All right, here we go. Here comes the pitch to the catcher and the batter at the plate. He swings, and it's a foul ball all the way over to the right field where a large woman.
I told you. And it happened live on camera.
A rather large woman attempts to catch the foul ball and then falls over, but her pants come down in the process of that. I don't know if you can see it. That is something else. That's a good one.
Was that thing hit her in the butt crack, and she didn't know it.
That's right.
The ball's still in there.
She thought it was a corn.
She had a lot of Spalding back there.
Yes, she did Spalding. I knew it.
I just did a couple. Appreciate it. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour is 7 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company. Coming up next, I hope these demand letters get to the mayor. Of course, the mayor and the governor will ignore them, and Ed Hale Sr., I'm sure he'll have, he'll address it because this is happening all over Maryland, not just Federal Hill, but happening all over Maryland, specifically in Baltimore and Prince George's County as well. All right, coming up next, the governor is going to sign the budget today, but he got a lot of help this year from the Republicans, and we've already named the names, so you know who they are, but we've got the latest outrageous act by a Republican in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Maryland's current political leadership favors tampons in the boys' bathroom. Do you favor tampons in the boys' bathroom? Well, if you don't, maybe you ought to consider voting for me. Go to my website, BernieFlowers.com, and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I'm running for Congress in Maryland's 3rd District. Go to my website and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I approve this message.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic with fun for the entire family. Door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chris says, this is Chris from Parkville. Brandon Scott not going to do anything about the crime in Federal Hill because, I hate to say it, it's a predominantly white neighborhood. I'm sorry, but for Brandon Scott, as repeatedly proven by his comments, he may be the biggest racist in the city. That is Chris from Parkville. I hear that, but where do you think his money's coming from, the donor money? I don't think he's getting a lot of donors from West Baltimore and East Baltimore. I think his money is coming from predominantly white neighborhoods. These are liberals in these predominantly white neighborhoods that are and business people, things of that nature. So, again, if the donor class would start sending a message to the Brandon Scotts and the Governor Moores of the world that we're not going to take this anymore and dry up the seed money, then maybe. Maybe there would be hope. 6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic. I keep seeing that video over and over and over again in my mind now. All right, Chuck.
Yeah, you can just imagine when it said Wilson on the backside there. You know what I'm saying?
What a backstop.
Yeah. I mean, just, I'm just thinking if she fell and then the ball hit her in the backside, that would have been unbelievable. JFX southbound, no problems. Ruxton Road through the city county line. Beltway, for the most part, not bad. Hartford Road still okay. Interloop at Greenspring. There are a lot of gaps in the traffic right now, so we'll always take that as you're coming down the Beltway from 795 down through Frederick Road. We're about 7 to 10 minute delays and still consistent as we're going south with those backups at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Yeah, brr. Chilly start to the day. Sunny, low 50s today, mid 30s tonight. And then the warm up begins on Thursday. It'll be low 60s. Friday, back up into the 70s once again. 32 downtown and 35 in Glen Burnie. And you are up to date here on Casey and Company. Now, today, Governor Moore is expected to sign the budget with less than a week to go in the latest session of the General Insane Asylum. And we've already pointed out to you, we named the names in the last week or so, the 16 Republicans who voted for the budget in the House, the one Republican who thinks he's Aristotle for some strange reason, and he voted present and then checked out. Over in the Senate, there were seven Senate Republicans that voted for that budget. And one of those Republicans is Senator J.B. Jennings. And this is part of the problem with the circular firing squad that the Republicans have in this state. One is that they enable, and the and I think the mindset is, gee, you better pass something, otherwise you'll be a do-nothing legislator, and you'll be like people like Chris West and J.B. Jennings. They have this mindset that if I don't pass a bill, then I'm not worth a damn. Sometimes it's the bills you fight against and keep from passing that shows your true principles. Principles of which the Maryland Republicans, some anyway, don't seem to have much. And the latest is J.B. Jennings. Of course, Senator Jennings did vote for this horrible budget, which, you know, spends $4 billion more, which was balanced on the backs of the developmentally disabled. During one of the worst fiscal stretches Maryland has seen in our history, by the worst governor in our history, and J.B. Jennings and others voted for this budget boondoggle. And then we go back and do a little bit more research. Of course, Senator Jennings helped to create this mess. And the entire financial crisis is due in great part to the Blueprint for the Future, which was an unfunded mandate spending billions of dollars each and every year into the school systems, into the administrators. Teachers don't see it, obviously. This is all part of a payback to teachers' unions, which pretty much own the Democrats. And now it seems like they may own some of the Republicans as well. Because Senator Jennings, I think, is at fault since he was helped the Democrats pass the Kerwin. That was the Blueprint for the Future. And look, it was so bad that Hogan vetoed it, and J.B. Jennings voted with the Republicans to sustain Hogan's veto, but he voted to pass Kerwin to help it become law. So this is what you're dealing with here in the state of Maryland for his so-called opposition. And now Senator Jennings is picking in winners and losers in a Republican primary. It makes no sense. Stay out of it. But no, he's getting firmly entrenched into a district where he's endorsed Matt Fox against Kevin Ford in Baltimore County. You got two Republicans there. All right, there's nothing wrong with Republicans challenging each other. I think that's healthy competition is good. But the Republican leadership should stay out of it. They should absolutely stay out of these kinds of endorsements and let these guys duke it out amongst themselves. So here we have Senator Jennings, who voted for Governor Moore's budget, who voted for the Blueprint for the Future, and now is trying to get his own individual in there. And this is a guy that helped create the mess. He voted for the mess. He helped to make this mess. Now he wants to tell Republicans in this district who to vote for. I'm sorry. I think that pretty much tells you exactly why the Republicans are a minority party. And they're not even an controlled opposition anymore. I mean, they're just... there's just a voice in the wilderness. All right, I want to tell you about our good friends at Rescue Natural Supplements. And, of course, Glyco Plus is the latest supplement that is just doing wonderfully great work for a lot of people. If you've got stiff, achy joints that are holding you back, Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically by Rescue Natural Supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, you can buy one, get one free with the code RELIEF. It's powered by patented collagen and research-backed green lipid muscle complex. Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage, actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement, reduce stiffness, promoting better overall mobility. You'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com, use the code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus, get the second one free, or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing a more active lifestyle with comfort today. That's Glyco Plus. Use the coupon code RELIEF. Buy one, get one free, and make sure you tell them I told you to call. Coming up next, the bill to end the automatic charging of juveniles as adults has passed, and that will reap a havoc.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A big day for world peace, the words of President Trump, now that Iran has agreed to a two-week ceasefire and negotiations over a longer-term peace proposal drafted by Tehran.
Ahead of a Tuesday night deadline, the president announced he was suspending military strikes on Iran for 2 weeks if Iran agreed to a ceasefire and the immediate reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's Supreme National Security Council said it has accepted the two-week ceasefire. The president also said Iran has proposed a workable 10-point peace plan that could help end the war. Earlier in the day, Donald Trump threatened to kill Iran's whole civilization in a chilling statement by an American president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Despite the ceasefire announcement, reports of missile fire do persist.
We also saw the Iranians continue to launch missile barrages even after the ceasefire was announced across the Gulf Arab states and on Israel. In the United Arab Emirates, where I am, they said a fire broke out at a facility at a natural gas field there after one missile barrage was sighted.
Correspondent John Gambrell says while Israel has agreed to the ceasefire with Iran, it's insisting it will not quit attacking Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. The ceasefire has fired up Wall Street, with futures sharply higher this morning, global markets soaring as well as oil prices slide. Georgia's 14th congressional district seat will remain in Republican hands. Clay Fuller has won a special runoff election to fill the seat vacated by Marjorie Taylor Greene. Fuller, former DA, credits President Trump's endorsement as well as strong grassroots support for his victory over Democrat Sean Harris. Fuller's win bolstering the razor-thin GOP majority in the House. And on Wall Street, the Dow futures up 1,197 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 836. More on these stories. Town Hall.
If your investments are in a 401k or an IRA, then listen carefully. You spent 30, maybe 40 years building your retirement. The question is, are you about to watch it take a hit you can't recover from? Military escalation in Iran, tariffs in legal chaos, the U.S. dollar under pressure it hasn't seen in years. History is clear. When this much uncertainty hits at once, the investors who moved into gold and silver first came out ahead. Right now, Advantage Gold is offering a free gold investment kit and a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's powerful new book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Thousands of Americans have already rolled over a portion of their 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver, completely tax and penalty free, through Advantage Gold. Don't wait for the next surge to wish you had moved sooner. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And the backups now on 895 and 95, stretching out to between 10 and 15 minutes now, with delays going back beyond O'Donnell Street back towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge and back into that area towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. And even now, 95 is starting to slow before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. No big issues, but 10, 15-minute delays and building. And before it's over, we'll be back around the 20-minute range on the southbound side. Looks like there's a minor accident in the median, Howard County, 95 southbound as you're getting down after Montgomery Road and before Route 100. Some slowing, but right now there is room to get by. There's a new wreck reported on the BW Parkway in Prince George's County right at the ramp at the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. After a very cold start, plenty of sunshine today with highs in the cool low 50s. Mostly clear and cold again tonight with lows falling back into the mid-30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
31 degrees in Owings Mills, 35 in Pasadena. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that Baltimore police arrested four juveniles and recovered two stolen vehicles Tuesday evening following a police chase. Just before 6:30 on April 7th, officers were called to the 100 block of North Beachfield Avenue for a report of a crashed and abandoned vehicle, authorities said. When officers arrived, witnesses provided them with video and descriptions of three people exiting the vehicle and then jumping into another vehicle that was waiting. And a trip to the MVA left some drivers stunned by higher costs that they say are piling up across the state. Tony Joshua said he walked away when he saw what it would cost to register his vehicle. The cost of registering, titling, and inspecting a vehicle in Maryland doubled last year, but the fee increases don't stop at the MVA. The Maryland legislature has approved more than 300 new fees in the past 2 years, including a tire tax, a tech tax, and a vending machine tax. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 643, the pick four, 3520. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, it hasn't always been clean with Ryan Helsley on the hill this year, but so far, so good for the Orioles closer.
4-2 Orioles in the ninth. Hill pops it up. Right center field, O'Neill and Taveras coming on. Leote's got it. And the Orioles secure a series victory in Chicago.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Four chances for Hell's Bells. Four saves on the young season, including yesterday over the White Sox, giving the Birds a chance to sweep the series this afternoon. Helsley was the fourth reliever used yesterday after Trevor Rogers went the first six. Rogers was asked after the game how difficult the conditions were yesterday to pitch in.
It was very difficult. It was next to impossible just to stay warm and stay loose up there. I know I think at one point my fastball was 89, so it was just one of those days where, you know, no excuses to be had. You know, we knew what the weather was going to be coming into the series. So.
Game time temperature yesterday was 34 degrees. The feels like temperature was in the 20s. Now today, more daytime baseball for you as the Birds go for the sweep at 2:10 p.m. with Kyle Bradish on the hill for Baltimore. Meanwhile, they're gearing up for the Masters down in Augusta National. Scottie Scheffler, the world's number one, is of course the favorite. Though Scheffler didn't take home the title in 2025, he did put on the green jacket in 22 and 24. Only only eight golfers have won the Masters, as many as three times. Jack Nicklaus winning it six times, Tiger with five, and Arnold Palmer with four. Coming up in 30 minutes, addressing the rising cost of watching sports. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up this hour, Maryland's biggest drug bust on the Eastern Shore has got a little surprise connection. We'll share that with you. Also, the bill that will allow the state of Maryland to sue private schools over discrimination is getting some attention in the last week of the session. But our top story here in this hour is the bill to end the automatic charging of juveniles as adults is now passed. And there's a lot of folks questioning what that might mean for juveniles and so on and so forth. And if you're just now waking up and you have not heard the news, a two-week ceasefire, double-sided ceasefire, has been agreed to between the United States, Israel, and Iran. And that would be the Strait of Hormuz would now be opened up. And we hope that, again, everything, of course, the president said all military objectives have been accomplished. I'm still... We'd like to see the news that enriched uranium is in U.S. custody versus in the hands of Iran. That would be a big one. So we'll see. I mean, I trust the president, and hopefully he will come through and deliver on this. He's been the first president to actually take any real action against Iran over the last seven presidents. We had a couple folks weighing in favor of the ceasefire last hour. We have one here in who's not. Doug says, should not have delayed the bombing, should have bombed until Iran asked for them to stop. If the same regime stays in power, cannot trust them, they will get their nuclear weapon. What was done will all be wasted. All right, so if you want to weigh in, you can. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And you can do that right now. All right, so the bill that we've been discussing throughout most of the session is the this is the Youth Charging Reform Act, which would take some crimes, some juvenile crimes, 16 and 17-year-olds, specifically assault and gun crimes, I think I'm most worried about, because you're basically teaching them that you're not going to be charged as adults now. You can be start off in a juivenile court. And if the judge or if the prosecutors, you know, see fit, then they can try to change that into an adult court. But I think it's, you know, you got bigger hurdles to jump when you do that. Yesterday, of course, Montgomery County State's Attorney John McCarthy said this is a matter of public safety.
It's going to be a dangerous situation for everybody who lives in your community. So, I mean, public safety is something we don't hear any conversation about in the discussion of this bill.
Yeah, there's really not a lot of discussion about public safety. And remember Governor Westmore's first run-in, he was caught with vandalism. Was that, I think, what it was? I can't remember what the charge was, but he had a run-in with a police officer that kind of changed his life. You'd think he would, you know, the other Westmore, and he wrote about a whole book about that, which may have been a complete embellishment, but you would think he'd learn the lessons that he was lecturing the rest of us about as well in that. And then we got four juveniles arrested, two stolen vehicles recovered, according to BPD. So they're still running amok here in the state of Maryland. Republicans, as you might imagine, not happy about this bill passing.
But there's another party that seems to always be left out of the discussion. The victim.
The automatic charging will be the second a subsequent offender so that we don't have continuous issues and continuous crime across our state, and that we're protecting our citizens and our victims.
And Democrat Delegate Sandy Bartlett and Delegate Jesse Pippi, Republican, debating whether or not this is a good thing.
Were they for the bill or against the bill?
Not this year. They've been in favor of some language in the bill in previous years. This year they were not.
Every single state's attorney in Maryland, Baltimore City, Prince George's County, Howard County, you name it, Frederick County, is adamantly opposed to this bill. You know why? Because this is another piece of work from this assembly that cares more about the offender than the victim.
Bingo. Whether it's criminal, illegal aliens, whether it's juveniles, whether it's repeat violent offenders, that has been the one consistent pattern in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. They care more about them than they do you, the law-abiding citizen, and the victims of these criminals. More, we hear from Ivan Bates, also from Bill Ferguson, and the governor weighs in as well. 713, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the contractor who likes to work during the rush hour is now in place. Once again, they've been doing this for a long time. Northbound 95, exit 7677 at Harford County, Route 24, and they decide, even after 5 a.m. in the morning, when they're not working, at 7 o'clock in the morning, they start working. So we get a backup on 95. We go down from three lanes to two lanes, and we get almost a mile backup on the northbound side. Totally outrageous, but they continue to do it. In the meantime, our beltway backups are normal, typical delays. JFX still running okay. 15 to 20-minute delays almost now southbound with the heavy traffic at both the tunnels. You're on 95 in Howard County. It looks like from the camera angle that wreck is in the median southbound 95 before you get to the bridge at Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for this Wednesday. Cold start, sunny, low 50s. A little bit later on today, overnight temps will be in the mid-30s. And right now, we're at 33 in Glen Burnie, and it is 31 in Middle River. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, President Trump, after a dire warning to the Iranians prior to the 8 p.m. deadline last night, Pakistan throwing a Hail Mary, and it looks like there is a tentative two-week double-sided ceasefire. Ironically, it happens on the 444th day of the Golden Age of America. Do you remember how long our Iranian hostages were kept in captivity? 444 days. Is that not a coincidence? I don't know. Sometimes you think divine providence might be weighing in here. So the president, again, he's saying all military objectives have been met and that they're going to hopefully have a golden age of peace in the Middle East. And we'll see. We will see, because there's a lot to be proven here. You can't trust Iran as far as you can throw them. But maybe they've had enough. Maybe they've watched all their ayatollahs and their clerics and their radicals get eliminated one by one. Their navy, their air force, their ability to wage war has been completely decimated. Their leadership has been dismantled. And they were about to lose their oil after the Karg Island military strikes yesterday. And that would have meant they would have no way, really, of rebuilding that country. And so I think maybe... cooler heads prevailed. Maybe the rational human mind took over versus this. And it's amazing because you look at the Iranians and you look at all these people over here like Soleimani's niece and daughter, and they're over here enjoying a life of luxury. This was all, again, for show so they could retain power. It's horrific that people had to suffer for 47 years, including 1,000 Americans that died until this president, who had the courage to stand up against them. And so I trust President Trump. The people that were criticizing him for the end of civilization remark, people like Tucker Carlson yesterday, who I think is in the pockets of Qatar and others. The former Fox News host accused President of desecrating Easter by dropping an F-bomb in a Truth Social post and mocking Islam as well. President Trump reacted to calling him Tucker's a low IQ person that has absolutely no idea what's going on. He calls me all the time. I don't respond to his calls. I don't deal with them. I like dealing with smart people, not fools. End of quote. So there, that relationship is over. Trump endorsed Clayton Fuller, wins the Georgia special election to replace Marjorie Taylor Greene, another one who's gone off the deep end. So that's a big one there. So Republican will take that seat. And as far as the Pam Bondi firing, a lot of people were talking about, why didn't Pam Bondi and Cash Patel get the desired results? Well, Brett Tolman is a former U.S. attorney and prosecutor. He said that he was on the transition team. He said there was a plan to replace the deep staters in the DOJ, but that plan was never fully executed.
The one thing that a lot of folks don't know is there was a plan. I was part of the transition team and the beachhead team.
Please.
And there was a very thorough plan that was put together by folks like myself, a lot of former U.S. attorneys like myself, former assistant U.S. attorneys, former DOJ high-level executives. And unlike what happened in the State Department with their plan, and unlike several other agencies, the DOJ plan wasn't followed. And when I say wasn't followed, we made recommendations on internal gutting that needed to occur in order for the Attorney General to maintain the capability of implementing this administration's priorities.
Yeah, and he said a part two of this plan was you have to realize everything goes around the DAG. That's the Deputy Attorney General.
It has long been the view of many of us that know DOJ intimately, that the DAG's office had been consuming power in Maine justice for decades. What I mean by that is it was gathering in. Anytime the AG's, you know, the AG has a team and they delegate and they lead the various offices. What the DAG's office has been doing, and largely Comey was a major reason for this to have occurred. The DAG started to pull power in. They become, right now, the DAG is the power core of DOJ. I've said it. Many have said it. That's why it's so difficult, if you don't change that, for anybody coming in as AG to actually make the institutional changes that have to be made in order to have the politicals making the decisions at the top. You have over 100,000 employees. Over 100,000 employees in the Department of Justice, 90% of which made campaign contributions to Democrats.
Wow. Unreal. All right, so the DAG right now is Todd Blanche. Interesting, isn't it? That's the way it went down 444 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. 7:21 up next, we'll hear from Ivan Bates, Bill Ferguson, and the governor on the Youth Charging Reform Act passing the Maryland General Insane Asylum.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Johns Hopkins is seeking individuals age 60 and older who are experiencing mild memory issues to participate in a research study funded by the National Institute on Aging. The research aims to explore the connection between stress and memory. Participants will need to visit Johns Hopkins Bayview twice now with a follow-up visit in 2 years. You may receive up to $300 compensation for your time. If you're interested, please call 410-550-2036. That's 410-550-2036.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic, with fun for the entire family, door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
7:23, traffic weather on the threes. Wednesday morning rush hour, hump day with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
About a 15 to 20 minute delay and consistent here so far southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Have not seen any big problems for the traffic getting around the interchange at 95 and Russell Street and 395 so far. That junction is doing okay, including the Sky Ramp. Some areas now, clear skies this morning. Some of the travel south and east through the area, fighting the bright sunshine, so we factor that in. 95 in Howard County was a little bit slow. South of Montgomery Road, there had been a wreck down near the bridge at Route 100, but it was off the roadway, the BW Parkway, with the normal delays. There had been an incident also in the last 30 minutes around the ramp at the Parkway, the Capitol Beltway, and Greenbelt Road in Prince George's County. JFX last check still running okay between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. Construction delays, they block a lane in rush hour northbound 95 in Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cold start, sunny today, low 50s for the high, overnight temps mid-30s. And we start the big warm-up tomorrow through the weekend. By Friday, we'll be in the 70s again. Right now, 33 in Dundalk, 30 in Forest Hill. We're talking about the bill to end the automatic charging of some juveniles. And this would be the Youth Charging Reform Act. Clear the General Assembly this week. It's been going on for years. They've been pushing for this in Annapolis, and this would end the automatic charging of 16 and 17-year-olds facing certain offenses, including first-degree assault, as well as some drug and weapons charges. And they're really serious about gun violence in Baltimore City, aren't they? And the state of Maryland, when they're willing to let 16 and 17-year-olds with using of a gun to commit a crime, not to charge them as adults, and instead charge them as juveniles. And then what happens? Well, DGS does nothing. If the worst-case scenario, they put ankle monitors on them, and then, of course, they don't monitor that properly. The parents, they don't care either, because they're all running around all hours of the night. You think parents all of a sudden are going to get a sudden pang of conscience about their child? No, we usually hear it when they end up in a casket. And then they say, well, what happened? You did nothing to protect my child. Well, that's on you. But at the end of the day, the city state's attorney, Ivan Bates, says this system is flat out broken.
The juvenile system in the state of Maryland is broken. And right now, the bill that's been proposed in the House and the Senate makes no sense. Why would we focus on putting more young people in a system that's broken?
And my problem is we have programs. What are they doing?
Yeah. What are they doing? Nothing. They're doing nothing. Fox 25's Mackenzie Frost caught up with Bill Ferguson, the Senate president, about the do-nothing DJS.
Do you believe that the General Assembly should have done more to provide more resources for DJS to help them beef up the programming and services now that this plan is going to move forward?
I think it came down to a real basic question. Should kids be in adult facilities? We are moving in a path to have better alignment so that the kids who are committing serious offense or committing offenses that are landing themselves with potentially adult charges are receiving the resources that they need to, one, be held accountable, but two, be rehabilitated. And so and they're getting it faster under this plan. That's the objective.
But if the state's attorneys say that the services aren't there, is it up to the General Assembly to make sure that they are?
Yeah, I mean, I think we will see as the policy is implemented. I think certainly the governor's office and the department feel very strongly that they have the ability and capacity to do it. Where there is disagreement from the state's attorneys, you know, certainly we will keep a close eye on.
Yeah, and you look at the state's attorneys that he's speaking of. You're looking at Democrats. You've got Ivan Bates, Prince George's County State's Attorney Tara Jackson, Montgomery County State's Attorney John McCarthy, and Arundel County State's Attorney Ann Colt Litis, all Democrats. So this is not a partisan issue. This is a humanitarian issue. And Governor Moore, who himself had a run-in as a juvenile with law enforcement, You know, he thinks this is the this bill is going to solve the problem when it's just going to make matters worse.
Yeah, so I mean, I think the legislature, really understood the guidelines that I had, that we want to make sure we're increasing accountability and opportunity. I think this is feels like the right landing spot that they came to. I know it still has to go through judicial review, so it's with the Attorney General right now. But as it gets through judicial review, I'm looking forward to make it to my desk.
You know, as I see, you got a lot of potential problems. You got lack of parental involvement, lack of parental supervision. Then you have lack of punishment and accountability once these juveniles do offend. Some juveniles can be rehabilitated. I just saw a program, I think, where juveniles are actually using their hands and rehabbing some of the vacant homes in West Baltimore and doing great work. Great work, but unfortunately, you just don't have enough of those programs in Baltimore City and in the state of Maryland. And then, again, there are some people that would rather take the lure of the drug money and live a life that has been glorified by hip-hop music and by movies and things of that nature. They'd much rather lead the life of crime than they would a life of productivity for their... So these are the problems that we're seeing on a regular basis. And what they've done now in the Maryland General Insane Asylum, they've just poured gasoline on the fire. And it's something that we're going to see now. More juveniles be enticed into and lured into a life of crime because there will not be any accountability and there won't be the services. And now, of course, DGS will be overwhelmed because they lack all of the above. Town Appliance, they're right up Frankstown Road in Owings Mills. And you go see Mayor, two guys named Mayor who run just an incredible showroom, 70 different brands of you name the appliance. They've got for all different kind of budgets, whether you're on a strict budget or whether money's no object, they've got it all. And you can see them set up in kitchen displays. It really is. Whether it's a single appliance or you're in for an entire kitchen upgrade, I would recommend Town Appliance. They've got five-star customer service, competitive pricing, and they want you as a customer for life. So don't forget their 47th anniversary sale right now. Register to win a free coffee machine, no purchase necessary. Right off Frankstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. 7:30, let's get some news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Wes Moore is expected to sign the state's fiscal 2027 budget today. The budget of nearly $71 billion aims to address the state's $1.4 billion deficit without raising taxes or fees through a series of program cuts, funding shifts, and transfers. The budget would maintain an 8% rainy day fund, provide $10.2 billion for K-12 education, and $124 million for public safety. In March, the governor released a supplemental budget proposal that included investments into health and human services and juvenile service facilities. Last week, lawmakers in the Maryland House and Senate passed the budget. And Fox 45 reports that survivors of clergy sexual abuse in Maryland said they want more than repeated apologies from the Catholic Church as new developments emerge in the Archdiocese of Baltimore's ongoing bankruptcy case. Substantial progress was made Tuesday in mediation between the Archdiocese and sex abuse victims in the bankruptcy proceedings, including news that a national insurer is offering several million dollars to local survivors. And residents packed Federal Hill Park for a public safety meeting Tuesday aimed at addressing crime in the neighborhood. But some left, saying they still do not believe meaningful change is coming. The neighborhood's public safety chair, Jen Covino, said they routinely visit crime scenes after incidents to check on the aftermath for residents. Baltimore police also attended and emphasized outreach. And Ocean City's Public Works Department will begin the spring hydrant flushing of the town's water system on Sunday, April 26th. The hydrant flushing will progress from south to north, starting on South First Street and covering several blocks each day. Public Works crews will perform the flushing throughout the late evening hours and into the early morning to minimize disruption. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There are delays on the BW Parkway. We mentioned earlier there had been an incident southbound near Greenbelt Road and right there at the Capitol Beltway. Now that backup goes back to Powder Mill Road and may actually start in the area after 198. So pretty long backup right now southbound through there. And then even the ramp traffic from the Capitol Beltway could be a little bit slow. The outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, of course, is slowing as you're moving across eventually to the Mormon Temple, and there had been a wreck very close by on Route 29 as you're moving south towards New Hampshire Avenue. The bottom end of 95 is slow approaching the Capitol Beltway around the bridge at Cherry Hill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast: after a very cold start, plenty of sunshine today with highs in the cool low 50s. Mostly clear and cold again tonight with lows falling back into the mid 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Once again, it's Gunner in the clutch.
1-1 for Gunner. Taylor Ward at second, and this ball jacked to right field. Well struck. Hill racing back. It's gone! Left on left, Gunner Henderson slams the Orioles in front.
Big time. Big time. Leave it up to the kid, folks.
Kevin Brown and Big Ben McDonald had the call on Masson. Henderson's two-run shot, left on left, was the key there, by the way. Broke a 2-2 tie in the eighth, and Ryan Helsley closed it out as the Birds take two in a row from the White Sox. 4-2 was the final yesterday. Hells Bell's the fourth reliever used by Baltimore in relief of Trevor Rogers, who pitched the first six. Manager Albernez after the game on the team's big win.
That's the credit to our guys. I'm in the box. Like, we had chances. They didn't get frustrated. They didn't get down. They kept on competing. You know, guys came through with big at-bats, like T.O. coming off the bench with two hits, Lace getting us going, Ward following up, and then obviously Gunner with the big blow off the lefty. So,
and then how about Gunner on the big at-bat that won the game, the two-run shot?
Keep throwing shots on goal, and I mean, obviously it's not going to work out every single time, but as many shots on goal as you can get with base runners on, feel like you put yourself in good positions to come through.
Kyle Bradish takes the ball for Baltimore today at 2:10 p.m. as the Birds go for the sweep and a chance to even their record on the season at 6-6. Meanwhile, in Anaheim last night, you go to a baseball game and a hockey game breaks out.
Now here comes Soler going after Lopez. They square up, and Soler. They're going after each other. Soler is finally tackled from behind as the Angels and Braves are all out onto the field.
Paul was on ESPN MLB, Braves and Angels in Anaheim. Atlanta pitcher Ronaldo Lopez and the Angels Jorge Soler. No punches landed, of course, because it's a baseball fight. After Lopez threw a pitch high and inside, cooler heads eventually prevailed, and the Braves win at 7-2 was the final. Meanwhile, more national media glorifying Lamar's decision to come to voluntary OTAs, which began yesterday in Owings Mills, this time from the NFL Network's Ian Rappaport.
This, to me, feels significant. This, to me, feels like a quarterback that, at least on the surface, buys into what the new head coach and what the organization wants and is thinking. This is a very good sign for those in the locker room.
And finally, two federal lawmakers are urging the executive branch to take action to address the rising cost of watching live sports. Yesterday, Senators Elizabeth Warren and Representative Pat Ryan of Massachusetts and New York, respectively, sent a letter to the FCC demanding that Chairman Brendan Carr address the media consolidation they believe is driving up the cost of live sports for consumers. Warren has long been critical of media mergers, claiming they result in higher prices for viewers. The time now is 7:37. When we return, should Tyler Loop's job be secure?
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds. Purchase actual working railroad signals and traffic lights and take advantage of free clinics and white elephant tables where you can sell your items. And skip the lines by purchasing express entry tickets on our website at gsmts.com. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. Let's go to the train show.
So Tyler Loop is in Owings Mills with the rest of the Ravens for the voluntary OTAs. And I guess the question is, you know, he had a great year last year. You know what? I don't know that he had a great year last year because he didn't really hit a lot of 50-plus field goals. Mm-hmm. But he was accurate until the final kick.
How many game winners?
That's the point. There weren't a lot of pressure kicks. In fact, no game winners. Okay, until the final one, and obviously he missed it. So, and he's not a Jesse Minter guy.
Right.
Although they did spend draft capital on him. So the question is, should the Ravens bring in competition for Tyler Loop?
I think competition is always good.
Okay.
Right? See what's out there. Maybe just motivates him a little bit. I mean, you got to give the guy some time as well. It's just only been 1 year. The other thing is, I know there's a lot of importance in the modern game placed on the place kicker. But again, he misses a field goal. He's basically the villain. Guy misses a block. Guy fumbles a ball. Guy drops a 2-point conversion. You got all these other members of the team that make mistakes. They don't get singled out as much as the kicker does. Why is that?
Well, because the kicker, when he comes out on the field, all attention is on the kicker.
That's all he does.
That's the one thing he does. And that's what Tony Siragusa used to say to Matt Stover. All you do, God blank, is kick the ball. And so, I tell you what, that locker room back in the day with Siragusa and Sam Adams and all those guys.
Yeah. Fun place.
And it was. And I was on the beach. I was in
Goose
there
used to be here years ago.
He used to be. Exactly.
Yeah,
he was one of a kind.
Right.
God bless him.
May he rest in peace.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Take a phone call from Edward in Edgewood. Good morning, Edward.
Good morning. I listen to your show every day. Great information.
Thank you, sir.
The juvenile crime. I've been through this subject so many times. The 11, 12, 13-year-old kids that are going out there and committing real crimes. I mean, real crimes. All right? Not just stealing candy bars off of the shelf. All right? Their parents need to be held accountable. No. That doesn't always work. Look, it might be grandma that's raising that child. All right? And she's 70 years old. She can't get out of the house. She's on a fixed income. She can't keep an eye on everything all the time.
Right.
All right? So the penalties for these adolescents needs to be a little bit stiffer. I mean, you know, spare the rod, spoil the child. I can't remember, you know. But, you know, when I was young and I stepped out of line, you know, I was corrected. But the juvenile, the children that are being abused, that's always been happening. It's always going to happen, okay? But they refined the laws, like, you can't even raise your voice at your child anymore. That's verbal abuse.
Right.
Okay?
Well, I mean, you look at it, I think you raised...
Go back to the drawing board.
Yeah. You raised a lot of interesting points, and one is... My question is this, when there is no parental supervision or grandparental supervision, and there's no accountability by the family, society has an obligation to hold these juveniles accountable so they don't reoffend.
We all bear this responsibility. All of us do.
And yet we're failing in this state anyway. We're failing because I've seen it now 4 years in a row. They've made it easier and easier for juveniles to reoffend and to go out there and not be held accountable at all. And this latest bill does.
The key to it all is, I hate to say it, but these for the next 7 to 10 years, all right, these juveniles will become adult criminals, and that's when we can do something about.
Well, the other thing we've seen,
incarcerate them and put them away.
The other thing we've seen, Edward, is
on the little one.
You're right,
and everybody bears that responsibility of concentrate on the little ones, so they don't follow this juvenile crime syndicate. I mean, it really seems like it's a mafia type thing going on. With these children, they're being coached and taught.
Yeah, they are, and the reason why is because this state has aided and abetted and enabled to the point where an 18-year-old knows that a 16 or a 15-year-old, they're going to get released. So what they do is they go and recruit these kids in elementary schools to do their dirty work for them, knowing that they're going to get released, whereas the 18- and 19-year-old, they're going to jail. So that's the other thing that's happened here.
Exactly right. Yeah. It's a syndicate almost. It's almost called,
They're cartels and gangs.
We need to concentrate on the little ones right now. We need to do it right now. And everybody who lives on the block or lives in the neighborhood or lives in the city or lives in the state is responsible for all this chaos.
Yeah, what happened
We're
to
all
it?
Responsible for it.
What happened? It takes a village. Thanks, Edward. Appreciate the call. Have a great day. 743, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king. Oh, by the way, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Call us now and reserve your spot to match wits with Chuck Whitaker and Maggie and Kristen. Here, speaking of which, Lugnuts is here with an update. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We're looking at the normal delay, I-97. You're kind of just slowing, plodding along right here at the ramp at Route 32. After that, we get down past the bridge at 178, and we're clear all the way down through the ramps at Route 50. Finding a little bit of bright sunshine on the way. No problems at all between the Bay Bridge, Ritchie Highway, and the Severn River Bridge, and coming in from Davidsonville Road over on the west side. Now, the big problem is on the BW Parkway. There was an accident, actually two in the same area, southbound around the Capitol Beltway and at Greenbelt Road. The backup southbound goes back to Powder Mill Road. Tail end of the backup is maybe almost back now to 197. That's a big delay going south from NSA and then trying to NSA or NASA and then working its way south to the Capitol Beltway. So that's a big problem right now as you're moving south through there. 695, doing okay, nothing major. Beltway around the area of the ramps over at 95, a little busy there at exit 33. And then going up 95, you have the construction. They block a lane northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. Bernie's Automotive, they're celebrating their 30-year anniversary this month. You'll always get the best service and complete satisfaction at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I just got a text from Scott. He says, tell Chuck he missed the truck that stopped the number 4 lane just after you get off Route 50 west onto 495 north.
Oh, okay.
All right, so
a lot of stuff happening down Prince George's
County. Yeah, indeed. Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, it is shaping up like this. Cold start to the day, but things eventually warm up to low 50s today, overnight mid-30s, and then tomorrow temperatures will be in the low 60s. Friday we're up into the low 70s, so hang in there. 35 right now in Pasadena, and it is 35 in Stephenville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant today, all the way from Virginia Beach, Thomas. Good morning.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last, as always.
All right. Good luck to you, Thomas. Hopefully you are got your thinking cap on here this morning. Story one. Yeah. A boy who identifies as a wolf has been allowed to dress like one in a school in Pennsylvania. The 13-year-old is a good student and is well-behaved, but other parents complain that he is a distraction in class. His parents are saying, dismissing it just as a phase that he's going through.
Real quick, how old is the kid?
13.
Okay.
Yeah. Is he paper trained?
That I don't know.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Story two, the Obama Presidential Center facing a wave of backlash ahead of its opening. Critics blasting its admission policies, and now we are being told that they're making you show an ID for entry into the Obama Presidential Library.
The irony.
Heaven forbid.
Story number three, Republican and a Democrat have introduced something called the Dignidad Act of 2025. Which is Spanish lingo for dignity. It stands for Dignity for Immigrants While Guarding Our Nation to Ignite and Deliver the American Dream Act of 2025. So the Dignidad, Spanish lingo for an American congressional bill, is causing some controversy, as you might imagine. All right, story one, a boy identifies as wolf. Story two, you need an ID to get into the Obama Presidential Library. Story three, Republican and a Democrat introduced the Dignidad Act. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
Well, I can believe number one. That sounds like another instance of a furry, which is very scary and sad. And I could see some rhinos and Democrats teaming up to once again preach about immigrants. I think I'm going with number two. I have not been following the Obama Presidential Center news, but I don't know if they're that far along yet about entry. So I'll say two.
All right, Kristen, what's your story number two, Chuck?
You know, the old impersonation of a wolf was, hiya, babe.
My mother used to call guys, they were a wolf. That was like...
That's right. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Clap for the wolf man.
Clap for the wolf man.
Right.
And your vote, sir?
I don't know. These are all confusing the hell out of me. I'll go with two.
All right. Chuck also agrees with Kristen. Maggie?
I triple that. Number two is
Maggie
my choice.
Maggie goes for number two. And Thomas in Virginia Beach.
Let's make it unanimous.
All right. It's unanimous. Story number two. Gets all the votes today. Story number three, the Dignidad Act. Yeah, that is a true story. Maria Salazar of Florida, the Republican, and Veronica Escobar, the Democrat from Texas.
Okay.
All right. Story number one, the 13-year-old who identifies as a wolf is our fake news story of the day.
Oh, no.
Sorry about that, Thomas. Thanks for listening and playing the game.
Right.
So, yeah.
I could see that being true with the wackos.
It's a lot of furries.
The wolf boy. Clap for the wolf boy.
Well, remember?
Yeah,
well,
remember
who was the wolf boy and the monsters?
Clap for the wolf boy. And the monsters, really?
Wasn't there a wolf boy and the monsters?
There might be. I just know
who
Eddie.
Was a
Eddie.
Wolf?
Was
Eddie.
A Eddie was Eddie Monster was a
was
a baby wolf man.
Yeah,
or a little wolf man. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Prepubescent wolf man.
I thought you would know that for sure.
I mean,
you were into all those 70s sitcoms.
Three's Company. Give me Three's Company. I'm happy.
Who was the wolf on Three's
Company?
God
bless John Ritter.
Who played the pig on Green Acres?
Arnold Zeffel. Arnold Zeffel. Remember you used to watch
Ava Gabor.
TV?
No, I'm just kidding.
He said that.
I know you did.
Can I do a quick update?
Yes, sir.
Debris reported on the outer loop around Lock Raven Boulevard, and we're slowing very quickly back to Perrin Parkway.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up next, a bill that's been introduced in the General Insane Asylum that would allow the state to come in and accuse private schools of discriminatory acts and sue for uncapped damages. It's causing a bit of controversy, as you might imagine. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Ed Hale Sr., running for governor here in the state of Maryland, going to join us and answer the calls by Federal Hill residents to do something about crime in their neighborhood, thinking about the homicide on Easter Sunday. So stay tuned for that a little bit later on. The National Center for Sexual Exploitation director is going to join us, Haley McNamara, to talk about the Dirty Dozen. These are social media outlets that are not doing a good job protecting your children from sexual and grandchildren from sexual exploitation. 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
I don't know what kind of debris it is, but debris is reported on the outer loop of the Beltway as you're moving west to Paring Parkway and over towards Lock Raven Boulevard. And right now, it's not a good situation. It's backed up there. It's not moving very much. And then it's backed up all the way back to and beyond the ramps at Bel Air Road. So you might want to think about now getting off the Beltway, Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, even as far south as Northern Parkway, because they're out here trying to clean this up. Again, we don't know what it is, if it's gravel or whatever, but it's having a big impact on that northeast corner of the Beltway. Time to get away from that side of 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold start, warming up a little bit later on this weekend, and right now it's going to be sunny and highs in the low 50s today, mid-30s for the low tonight, and then tomorrow sunshine, low 60s by Friday up into the 70s. Right now 32 in Parkville, and it's 35 degrees right now in Pikesville. 7:54, and with the 1 week left in the session, the Maryland Senate is debating House Bill 0649. It passed in the House of Delegates last month, would allow the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights to investigate and file lawsuits against public and private schools over claims of discrimination. Protected classes under the bill include race, religion, disability, and gender identity. If passed, the law could be used by the state to sue religious schools and private schools that have a traditional understanding of sex based on biology. Policies such as determining sports teams and who is in which restroom, locker room, etc., based on biological sex, could lead to complaints filed by parents to the MCCR, which could then launch an investigation and pursue legal action. Tony Davis, a legal and legislative chair for Maryland Christian Chamber of Commerce, says this is not Christian friendly.
I don't think Maryland is a very Christian friendly state.
Yeah. And with Jonathan Alexander with the Maryland Family Institute, talks about the impact of this bill.
Yeah, it's certainly targeting a specific worldview and saying that unless you follow the state's orthodoxy when it comes to gender identity, we're going to come after you despite it violating your religious beliefs.
We want to maintain those rights without someone calling them bigots.
Yeah, and so this opens up just about, again, every private school, every religious school in Maryland to be sued on the basis of discrimination.
It's a discrimination against the school for their sincerely held religious beliefs, absolutely.
Yeah. And the guy that filed the bill, that sponsored the bill, his name is Cleveland Horton. He says, he told Spotlight on Maryland's Patrick Hoff of Fox 45, there would be no religious exemptions under this bill.
You know, you have these religious policies or practices that you're granted an exemption for many of them. But it doesn't give you the green light to still be discriminatory. Because just because you're a religious institution, again, doesn't give you the green light to be discriminatory against our kids. And we want to make sure that that's not happening.
Have you met with some of these private school leaders and religious school leaders to talk about these concerns?
We have. Yeah.
Do you think it would have been helpful to meet with them before the bill was introduced?
I think that's a difficult question, right? And I say it's somewhat of a difficult task.
Well, it's one for the state to interfere or intervene in private schools and religious schools. I'm sure we'll go be taken to court under First Amendment issues. But the other is the legal one. This one aspect that legal action would include uncapped punitive damages against private schools, which could end up bankrupting many of these schools across the state.
If you're telling people you can receive uncapped punitive damages, I think that's going to be open up the floodgates for litigation.
For private schools, it could put them out of business, and it also would hurt their reputation, right?
It's going to hurt their reputation, absolutely.
Yeah. So, once again, Maryland, which was once the free state, was founded on religious freedom and liberty. We're now going in the complete opposite direction, thanks to the progressive Marxists who now control this state, from the governor to the Democrat supermajority and even the courts and some of these judges. So we'll have to wait and see. I think this is a major lawsuit waiting to happen if this bill does pass. 1 week left. Not sure. It did pass the House. I'm not sure what its fate is in the Senate, but you should be aware of it and maybe contact your senator. It's House Bill. Let me get the number right for you again. 0649. House Bill 0649. Vinny Steele is your Homestead Guaranteed Realtor, and Vinny and his agents have got all sorts of programs to help you sell your home. Right now, of course, the best time of the year to sell your home is springtime. People are out looking for new homes, and people are out looking to sell their homes right now. And interest rates remain a little bit stubborn at this point, but that's why you need somebody who's working for you and has your back, you know, when it comes to selling your home. And that's the reason why the Vinnie Steele Guarantee is one that I think most people should avail themselves of if you haven't already. And that guarantee is, once you both agree on the asking price and time frame that you need to sell your home, and you sign the contract, then your home is sold, guaranteed. Because if it doesn't sell for that price during that time, Vinny will actually sell it for market price, pay you in cash, and you're on your way. So it's that simple. And homes are sold usually within days, maybe a week or so. They don't languish on the market very long, I'll tell you that. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, online at VinnieStiho.com. Coming up next, Ed Hale Sr. joins us, the Republican gubernatorial candidate, to talk about the crime issues in Federal Hill. It's 8 o'clock on KC & Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is hailing the two-week U.S.-Iran truce, although it apparently has yet to fully take effect.
Sirens in Tel Aviv early Wednesday, while alerts of potential Iranian missiles also sounded across the Gulf region, even after President Trump said the U.S. and Iran had agreed to a two-week ceasefire. That less than 2 hours before the deadline he'd set for Tehran to capitulate or face what he threatened would be the death of a whole civilization. Iran's Supreme National Security Council said it had accepted the truce, and negotiations with the U.S. would begin in Pakistan's capital Friday. Iran's state broadcaster quoted the foreign minister as saying passage through the Strait of Hormuz would be allowed, though in coordination with Iran's military. I'm Ben Thomas.
During his current visit to Hungary, Vice President Vance suggested dealing with the Iranians can be quite tricky, to say the least.
You have people who clearly want to come to the negotiating table and work with us to find a good deal. And then you have people who are lying about even the fragile truce that we've already struck.
Israel says a ceasefire will not keep it from striking Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. It's been doing more of that this morning. Word of the truce has Wall Street futures flying high, along with overseas stock markets, and oil prices have tumbled, dropping below $100 per barrel. Secretary of State Rubio confirming the release of American freelance journalist Shelley Kittleson, kidnapped last week in Iraq. Republican Clay Fuller has won Marjorie Taylor Greene's former U.S. House seat in Georgia. Fuller's special election win, bolstering a slim GOP majority in the House. President Trump had endorsed Fuller. And on Wall Street, Dow futures up 1,318 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 852. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
That's a load of wet dirt dropped on the Beltway on the outer loop between Lock Raven Boulevard and Providence Road coming down the hill from Perry Parkway. They may be getting by on the left shoulder, and that ain't going to work out. We're backed up on the Beltway all the way back towards Bel Air Road. If you're back at Hartford Road, you're right there at Perry, Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, at least to Providence Road, maybe Delaney Valley Road, and then come back on to the Beltway from there. Because right now, it looks like with the cleanup, we only have maybe a single lane getting by. Big wreck, big backup, southbound BW Parkway. Five vehicles involved southbound at the Capitol Beltway. Delays all the way back to the Prince George's and the Anne Arundel County line. Just got word of a new wreck near the airport in Easton on Route 50 eastbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. After a very cold start, plenty of sunshine today with highs in the cool low 50s. Mostly clear and cold again tonight with lows falling back into the mid-30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
36 degrees in Pikesville, 37 in Edgewood at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A major Eastern Shore drug bust has led to 13 arrests and the seizure of more than $4 million worth of cocaine. The Wicomico County Sheriff's Office and other law enforcement agencies say the drug trafficking operation was responsible for distributing narcotics throughout the Eastern Shore of Maryland and Virginia, Baltimore, and the lower region of Delaware. And Federal Hill residents met with Baltimore police and city leaders for a community meeting on public safety. Residents gathered at Federal Hill Park to speak with officials about violent crime in their community that included a murder along Key Highway early on Easter Sunday. Police took questions and heard concerns from residents during last night's meeting on topics that ranged from car parties along Key Highway to the number of smoke shops in the area. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 643, the pick four, 3520. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Steinold Sports coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05 brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer. Keeping your home warm all winter long. With 11 games in, and the true star of the Orioles lineup has actually been their left fielder.
And Ward lines one to right field. That ball will get down fair in the right field corner. Alexander is in to score.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Taylor Ward's RBI double tied the game at 2 yesterday and preceded Gunner's two-run shot that won the game for Baltimore. 4-2 was the final in Chicago. After the game, manager Albernez on the team effort.
Like T.O. coming off the bench for 2 hits. Lace getting us going. Ward following up. And then
among all starters, it's Ward who leads the team in batting average and OPS. Meanwhile, Pete Alonso off to a slow start, batting just 196, actually 186, an OPS of only 550. And a sidebar to Kevin Brown's point, the Birds were just 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position before Ward's breakthrough yesterday. Speaking of breakthrough, the Birds hoping Kyle Bradish has one today at 2:10 p.m. He'll take the ball for Baltimore. The right-hander has failed to make the fifth inning in either of his first 2 starts. And finally, how about this great nugget, courtesy of Scott Strassmeyer, the head of sports information at the Naval Academy. Among all Division I schools that won 10 or more games in FBS football, 20 or more games in men's and women's basketball, the Naval Academy placed 2nd among all schools in the country in overall winning percentage. Vanderbilt was number 1 at 795. Navy was number 2 at 756, in front of schools like Texas, Virginia, Ohio State, Georgia, and Alabama. Coming up in 30 minutes, the cap season on the brink, and is Spencer Carberry's job safe? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Reister's Town to Big Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And joining us in this segment on our Newsmaker Hotline is Ed Hale Sr. He is a Republican gubernatorial candidate here in the state of Maryland. Good morning. Welcome back, Ed.
Good morning. Nice to hear you. Nice to hear your voice again. I missed you yesterday.
Yes, I'm sorry I couldn't make it for the big press conference, but we'll talk about that in just a second. But I wanted to get you on because in Federal Hill, a group of residents there are really concerned about escalating crime in their neighborhood. There was a homicide on Easter Sunday right there on Key Highway, and they met with Baltimore Police, the Sheriff's Office. There were some elected officials there, like Senate President Bill Ferguson, but they're now putting out these what they're calling demand letters, and they want demanding action. They were going to send these letters to the mayor, to Governor Moore, and they said, they mentioned you by name. They said that they're going to send you the letter as well. So I don't know if you have received it yet or not, but what are your thoughts on what can you do? What changes would you make to help Federal Hill residents with their concerns about escalating crime?
Well, I have a real good friend that's over there in the business, 5 generations, which will remain nameless because it's very sensitive. That want to leave. It's a business that's over there. They've been very concerned for quite a while about the way it's deteriorating over there. And it's one of the really cool neighborhoods. It's really great. And when you hear about them being worried about their business, and a friend of mine got robbed, you know, somebody walked into their store and at gunpoint, 2 women in a marble store and held them up. This has all been happening. Then the murder, this is bad. This is all culminated in yesterday. I was at the Hawthorne at Gersbeck store, which got a big electric bill. That was the purpose of the press conference. 2 ladies showed up. Both of them were Democrats, and they said, "You were from Federal Hill. This is not our neighborhood, but we wanted to come and see you face to face to just say what you just said, Sean." Their people are so concerned. What could I do to help? And I just recommended very strongly that they do what they're doing and get to the police, get the police to come over there and demand that they get protection, because nobody wants to be unsafe. No one. Not there, not Penn North, no place.
You know, one of the women, her name is Sandy Seward, she's floated this idea that it's time for a change in leadership, time for a change in direction for the city. and for the state, because normal people living in these neighborhoods don't feel like their public safety concerns are being addressed, and the police are under the direction of the mayor. And again, much of what's happening in our state legislature seems to be aiding and abetting some of these juvenile criminals and not holding them accountable. What changes could you make? What would you do specifically?
Well, I specifically would make sure that we retain the police that are there, make sure that they're held, you know, just held in higher esteem than they are. Retain them. There's something called a drop to keep them in place. Because it's cheaper to keep the people that know the bad kids, the good kids, the good places, the bad places, the streets, the alleys, know their way around the neighborhood, keep them in, because it's cheaper to do that than to recruit and train people. I've said that to several of the mayors before when I was in the city. You got to do this. You should do it now. It makes good sense. Nobody does that. The other thing I would do, I feel very strongly about this. If you're going to commit the crime, you're a 14-year-old stealing a car. I probably said it on your show before. If you steal a car and you do $20,000 worth of damage, you now have to, Sean, you have to go get a car, rent a car. You have the inconvenience of that. You have the expense. The insurance rates go up. All those sorts of things happen. I think that you search out where their parents are, find them. First off, you incarcerate the kids. If they're 14, incarcerate them. Don't let them go back out to their mom while there's still the ink's drying on their report. You incarcerate them, find the parents, and maybe even get a judgment against them, too, because that will follow them around for the rest of their lives until they get this taken care of. This could maybe start parenting again.
All right, well, with Ed Hale Sr. regarding his energy press conference held yesterday, and we'll do that in just a second. Right now, an update on traffic, weather on the threes, and here with the update is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so this debris on the roadway was reported as wet dirt, which in my mind is mud on the outer loop of the Beltway, dropped in the roadway as you're coming down the hill from Perrin Parkway towards Lock Raven Boulevard, and it's a mess. The Beltway is gridlocked all the way back towards Bel Air Road. You need to get off the Beltway before you get to Perrin, because at that point, it looks like it may only be the shoulder getting by. That was the last report we had. Big delays. So Hartford Road, Bel Air Road, you get on to Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, and start to make your move from there. See, some of the traffic right here at Perrin is beginning maybe to loosen up just a bit, but the backup is still there, and that's going to be a problem. Had a report of an accident at the airport near Northrop Grumman at 170, just off the ramp. This is just coming in, just off the ramp at I-195. With road blockage there. That's the case. That's affecting the traffic into the parking lot area, and then the rental car return at BWI would also have a problem for the traffic around the airport. The wreck over near the Easton Airport is now on the shoulder on Route 50 through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cold start, sunny, low 50s today. Right now, 33 in Ellicott City, 32 in Essex. On our newsmaker hotline, Ed Hale Sr., running for governor here in the state of Maryland. Yesterday, Ed, you had a press conference regarding energy. Of course, Gersbeck's supermarket with that outrageous bill. But right now, the final touch is being put on some energy legislation in Annapolis. And it looks like what's going to pass might include a relief in the form of $12.50 a month for Marylanders on their bills. They've raised these rates, and our bills have gone up by hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And the elected leaders in Annapolis want to give us $12.50 of our own money back, by the way. So what are your thoughts on that, and how do we get this energy thing turned around?
Well, that was a main topic of conversation. I'm getting larger and larger crowds. In the crowd, people came up afterwards. And that getting $40 a year or $12 a month, it was went over like a poopy in a punch bowl. It was really bad. Those people were furious with that. They were insulted. They are very upset that this is all they can do. We have to, I can talk about Gersbeck's. Their bill was $57,000. My grandson's bill was 1.25 a couple of years ago. It was a couple of years ago. Now it's 550. He's a student at a college, and you know, he's working full time, playing sports full time. Where's he gonna? He can't do DoorDash. He can't do anything to make up the money to do it. So it's a problem with he and his three roommates. It's a huge problem, and their idea of doing this is just an insult to everybody's intelligence.
Yeah, I got a email from Constellation the other day, it's kind of an eye opener when you look at it, because they were discussing, you know, we need to lean on our legislators to bring energy choice back to Maryland, because that's been completely wiped out by design by the Democrats in this state. So would you be in favor of bringing competition back into the state of Maryland? I mean, I look at right now, there were 274 total energy plans before the Democrats acted. Now there are zero. Zero choices, zero clean energy plans, when there were hundreds before.
Well, I believe in competition. When you're me, I started all my businesses from nothing. You know, and I had to start to compete. You find out what the rates are that the other people that you're competing with are doing, and you make sure that you are competitive. Otherwise, you die. We are dying because there is no competition. They have to be held to account. To the BGE, where my father happened to retire from, they have to be held to account. And here's another one. I don't want to get off too much of this subject here, Sean. The insurance companies, we have to open up the boundaries of the state of Maryland and allow people to come in here and compete. So I love competition. I'm going to foster competition once I get elected, and that's what I'm going to do. Just use pragmatic, common sense business acumen that I have to get this done. And I've got a great group of people that are experts in a lot of these areas.
Yeah. And I also know, because we just have about a minute and a half or so left, Ed, and I know the Key Bridge is near and dear to your heart, and you would like to see that the reconstruction of the bridge accelerate as quickly as possible. I understand from people that the permitting process in Maryland is a nightmare for anybody trying to rebuild anything, let alone a bridge. What could you do to alleviate the ton of permits that are required, or the time in which they are required, which is delaying everything?
Well, the permitting at the Key Bridge is it's unbelievable. That could be a problem because it's a interstate. It is for security, for everything else. Look at Florida. You know, Governor DeSantis rebuilds a bridge in a couple of months down in the Florida Keys. Different scale, but he did it. He eliminated all the roadblocks. We need to stop all this bureaucracy. I got together with a group of black churches over at the Rock City Church, and they said, "What are you going to do?" And I said, "I would eliminate a lot of permits." Now, I said, "This may be meaningless to you until you want to put an extension on up your parking lot on the back of your church. You can't do it. It would take years for you to do that just to get an extension because your church is flourishing. They never thought about it in those terms. You want to put a kitchen on the back because you're going to do some catering in your church. You can't do it. It's amazing. You don't see a lot of cranes in the air around Baltimore County, do you? There's just nothing. Economic development is stopped because of all of the permitting that you have here.
Fair point. All right, so where do people go if they want more information to donate or to find out the latest on your campaign?
Hail.gov. Hail for Gov. I'm leaving to go out to Western Maryland right now. I was there last week. I'm going out there now and going to Western Maryland, and I'm going to Annapolis tomorrow, to get some endorsements from the caucus on Monday on Sine Die. I'm around. I'm going everywhere. Somebody said to one of the stations that I'm not doing anything. That's ridiculous. You know, I'm out there and I'm doing it. And, you know, I'm not doing this to lose. I'm doing it to knock this guy off before too much more damage is done with this guy in charge.
All right, sounds good. Ed Hale Sr., thanks again. Good luck to you. We'll talk to you again in the near future, Ed.
Okay, thank you, sir.
And you're quite welcome. 8:21, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Planning for the future is something we all say we'll get to someday. But someday has a funny way of sneaking up on us, doesn't it? I'm Dr. Amanda Young, and I'm the CEO of Wesley Secure Care. We are a Maryland nonprofit organization that helps people who want to stay in the home they love while still planning for whatever care they might need down the road. It's called Continuing Care at Home, and honestly, it's one of the smartest ways to age, with independence, security, and peace of mind. Here's how it works. You join while you're still active and healthy, and in return, you get the promise of lifetime care right in your own home. That means if you ever need help, whether it's a little support after surgery or full-time care, we've got you covered. No last-minute scrambling, no wondering who to call, and no sky-high bills for long-term care. And it's not just about care. Our members have access to a personal care coordinator who helps with everything from finding the right plumber to managing care services and transitions. It's like having your own personal advocate for aging well, someone who knows you and your preferences long before you'll ever need them. The best part? You keep your independence and get to stay where you are the happiest, in your home. And you will have the peace of mind knowing that if your care needs change, you already have that covered. Think of it like long-term care insurance plus a whole team that actually helps you use it when and how you need it. So if you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead and stay in control of your future, Wesley Secure Care is for you. Find out more today at wesleysecurecare.org or give us a call, 410-324-2400. Because aging well shouldn't mean giving up your home. It should mean enjoying it longer.
AM 680, WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
Well, you referenced what he said about you. He's attacked you. He called you the foul-mouthed governor of Maryland who fraudulently stated that he received military medals. He's doing a terrible job on the rebuilding of the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Gentlemen, what brings me to my next point? Don't smoke crack. I'm out of touch.
823 traffic and weather on the threes. Now the update, Wednesday morning rush hour with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's mud on the Beltway, on the outer loop near Lock Raven Boulevard as you're coming down the hill from Perrin Parkway. And again, very limited lanes through there right now. So the tail end of this backup is back at Bel Air Road. You need to get off the Beltway, at least temporarily. Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, they run parallel to the Beltway. You can come back on at Delaney Valley Road, come back on at Providence Road. You're ahead of the game, especially if you're in the backup all the way back at Bel Air Road. So time to get off the Beltway. Give them a chance to get this debris off the highway. The late wreck was a problem right at BWI on Campbell Road on 170 going down off the ramp from I-195. So it's in that direction where everybody goes back to the rental car lot and through there. So that's a big problem right now for the traffic there. We had some lane blockage also southbound at the accident scene. BW Parkway still hurting. Five vehicles were involved in that wreck on the Parkway southbound right at the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a very cold day, start to the day today, but warming up a little bit later on. Sunny, low 50s, mid-30s tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine, low 60s. Friday, we're up in the 70s. Right now, 37 in Annapolis, and it is 32 in Reisterstown. And from the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, our national anthem, time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. Well, President Abraham Lincoln is known for freeing the slaves and lording over one of the most difficult, tumultuous times in the history of our country during the Civil War. But what most people don't know, he also played a crucial role in educating and education for the deaf and dumb and blind. In April 8, 1864, in the midst of the Civil War, President Lincoln signed a charter authorizing a college for deaf students in Washington, D.C., the first of its kind in the United States. That school would later become Gallaudet University, the nation's leading center for higher education for deaf and hard of hearing students. Lincoln's 1864 charter marked a turning point. It granted the Columbia Institution for the Deaf, Dumb, and the Blind, which obviously has now been renamed, gave them transforming into the world's first higher education institution specifically for deaf students with instruction in both sign language and in English. The school's visually impaired students later would transfer to a Maryland school. But the first class of college students graduated in 1869, receiving diplomas signed by President Ulysses S. Grant. The institution was later renamed Gallaudet College in 1894 and in 1986, Gallaudet University. Lincoln also did not attend the school's 1864 inauguration, rather, but the charter reflected his broader belief in expanding opportunity for all Americans. As he had expressed for Congress, the government should give all people, quote, a fair chance in the race of life, end of quote. His support for the institution aligned with a longer record of advocating for people with disabilities from his time in the Illinois legislature to Civil War era policies aiding disabled veterans. And in addition to creating the school for the deaf, it was Lincoln's efforts that led to broader federal investment in education during the Civil War and Reconstruction for land-grant colleges, and he was the first to, again, set the pioneer in the HBCUs, the historically black colleges and universities. So you see now why Abraham Lincoln considered one of our great presidents in our history. And that's a look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, coming up right after the 8:30 news, we'll talk with the executive director of the National Center for Against Sexual Exploitation and find out the dirty dozen, which social media companies do not protect your children and grandchildren. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Wes Moore is expected to sign the state's fiscal 2027 budget today. The budget of nearly $71 billion aims to address the state's $1.4 billion deficit without raising taxes or fees through a series of program cuts, funding shifts, and transfers. The budget would maintain an 8% rainy day fund, provide $10.2 billion for K-12 education, and $124 million for public safety. In March, the governor released a supplemental budget proposal that included investments into health and human services and juvenile service facilities. Last week, lawmakers in the Maryland House and Senate passed the budget. Federal Hill residents met with Baltimore police and city leaders for a community meeting on public safety. Residents gathered at Federal Hill Park to speak with officials about violent crime in their community that included a murder along Key Highway early on Easter. Police took questions and heard concerns from residents during last night's meeting on topics that ranged from car parties along Key Highway to the number of smoke shops in the area. And Arundel County police have identified the victim killed in a three-vehicle crash on Tuesday. The accident happened on Solomon's Island Road when a northbound Dodge struck the rear of a Nissan that was pushed into the southbound lanes where it was struck head-on by a Toyota. The 54-year-old driver of the Nissan was killed. She's identified as Regina Hicks of Prince Frederick. The other driver suffered minor injuries. Police say the investigation is ongoing. And Baltimore County Police are investigating an accident at a Middle River shooting range. Police were called to the Free State Gun Range on Crossroads Circle Tuesday morning, where they found one person injured. The victim was taken to a hospital for treatment. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Do you have a mortgage payment that no longer fits your fixed income? It could be a regular mortgage or a home equity line of credit. At one time, that monthly payment was more manageable. Now it leaves you with less money to work with each month. A lot of homeowners refinanced years ago because it made their finances easier to manage. A reverse mortgage works in a similar way. It's a refinance that removes that monthly payment. The reason you refinanced before was to give yourself a financial reset. A reverse mortgage can help you do that again. When someone calls me, the first thing I do is listen. I want to understand what's going on with your finances. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The only way to know is to talk it through. If your mortgage payment is starting to control what you can and can't do each month, let's have a conversation. When you call 410-788-7070, you'll speak directly with me, Mark McVeary. The number again is 410-788-7070.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, it's a bad situation on the Beltway northeast side if you're trying to get in from Parkville towards Towson. Debris was dirt, mud all over the roadway on the outer loop before Lock Raven Boulevard. We're in the process of trying to get that debris off the roadway. We're backed up to and beyond the ramps at Bel Air Road. If you can get off the Beltway there or at Hartford Road, Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, take those west and then come back up to the Beltway at Delaney Valley Road or Providence Road, even York Road, and you're way beyond sitting in this traffic that's backed up four exits right now on the northeast side. BW Parkway, they still have problems there. Southbound in Prince George's County, five vehicles were involved in the wreck at the Capitol Beltway. We've had delays south from 197 and 198. And keep in mind, there's a wreck around the airport. Route 170, Camp Meade Road, is blocked just off the exit ramp from I-195. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. After a very cold start, plenty of sunshine today with highs in the cool low 50s. Mostly clear and cold again tonight with lows falling back into the mid-30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
More daytime baseball for you today at 2:10 p.m. when Kyle Bradish takes the ball for Baltimore. Birds hoping for a three-game sweep of the White Sox after getting swept over the weekend by the Pirates. Meanwhile, the news apparently not great, as expected, for Zach Eflin in Dallas yesterday, seeing renowned surgeon Keith Meister and now being placed on the 60-day DL. Manager Albert S. commenting before yesterday's game in Chicago.
The way it's trending, 60-day makes a ton of sense. And, you know, when Eflin gets a second opinion, get the information, like, we'll let everyone know kind of like what the reading is. And
meanwhile, a silver lining here have been the call-ups. Big Albert Suarez with three clean innings of relief. Kate Povich, 5 2/3 in Pittsburgh. And then Brandon Young, game one in Chicago, with the five stellar innings of shutout ball.
I mean, it just speaks to our starting pitching depth that we have. Like, the way we see it, we have, obviously, our five starters, what we did until F got hurt, but we also have major league starting pitching, too, in AAA with, you know, Dean and BY and Povich, and then we also have the young guys coming too. So I feel like our organization from a starting pitching depth standpoint is in a great spot.
In Owings Mills, Lamar receiving kudos from former football players, now national media, just for showing up.
I love this for Lamar. This is gigantic. This is leadership at its finest.
Emmanuel Acho on his podcast. Really? I mean, I know it's voluntary, but isn't it really just his job? Meanwhile, it's basically do or die tonight for the Caps, who are in Toronto for a 7:30 puck drop against the Maple Leafs. Washington now 5 points out with three games left to play. And still three teams in front of him. Head coach Spencer Carberry taking some criticism over the last few days for starting Logan Thompson between the pipes for 10 straight games.
Logan's earned the opportunity to play in these games. That's as simply put as I can
phrase it, is he's earned the opportunity.
After Thompson's 10th straight start, the 6-2 win over the Sabres on Saturday, Carberry went with a cold Charlie Lindgren the next night, an 8-1 loss against the Rangers. Sidebar, Thompson expected back between the pipes tonight against the Maple Leafs. A cluster of heavenly birthdays today. Hoop Hall of Famer John Havlicek, old Hondo of the Celtics, born on this day in 1940. Baseball Hall of Famer Jim Catfish Hunter, born on this day, also in 1940. And on this day in baseball history, Henry Aaron etching his name in the record books for number 715.
Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 715. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
One of the great days in baseball history. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds. Purchase actual working railroad signals and traffic lights and take advantage of free clinics and white elephant tables where you can sell your items. And skip the lines by purchasing express entry tickets on our website at gsmts.com. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. Let's go to the train show.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Casey and Company. Next guest here on the Newsmaker Hotline that is joining us. Very important revelations from the National Center on Sexual Exploitation. Haley McNamara is Executive Director and Chief Strategy Officer, and she joins us now to talk about the 2026 Dirty Dozen list. Good morning, Haley. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the National Center for Sexual Exploitation. What is it, and what is your role, and what are you guys trying to do?
Yeah, so we're a nonpartisan nonprofit, and we've been around for over 60 years. And our goal is to try to prevent sexual abuse and exploitation at mass scale. So obviously, important work to be done helping victims recover or arresting perpetrators. But there are systems, like in our corporations and laws and in our courts, that could be done so much better to help prevent sexual abuse and exploitation in the first place. So that's what we do. We do corporate advocacy, civil litigation on behalf of survivors, and also public policy at the federal and state level.
This has always been a major concern for everyone, parents, grandparents, et cetera, and responsible adults. But I would imagine things have gotten much more difficult with the advent of social media. And this is why you've got the Dirty Dozen list that that you have named. These are mostly social media companies, digital companies that have issues with the sexual exploitation of children. And this is the first time, if I recall, you've actually named an individual to the Dirty Dozen list, right?
Yeah, and first time we have this founder of a social media company. Your viewers or listeners might not be surprised to learn that it's Mark Zuckerberg that is named onto the list. He is CEO, chairman, majority stakeholder, shareholder in Meta, which owns many of the companies that have caused so much harm, including Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp, and recently the Meta AI chatbot. So we think responsibility lands on Mark's desk, and he needs to be doing a better job to make sure that his company is prioritizing safety and not just profit.
Well, because you also have named Amazon, and you got Bezos there. You've named X, and that's Elon Musk. So there are other social media companies that have obviously founders and individuals that are at the helm. Why Zuckerberg? Why does he stand out among all the others?
Yeah, he stands out to us for a few reasons. One, just being the scale of his company and the number of platforms that he's ultimately responsible for, which are always in the top billing for sextortion, children being groomed online, children being exposed to graphic content. His platforms are consistently in the top five for those problems. And also, you know, we were in the room 2 years ago when Mark Zuckerberg was called to testify before the United States Senate Judiciary Committee. And you might remember there were some very viral photos that came out of that hearing because he was asked to turn around and say sorry to the parents who were in the room who held photos of their children who were victims of online abuse, exploitation. Some of them had even died. And Mark Zuckerberg turned around and looked those parents in the eye, and he said, I'm sorry for what you've gone through. And he said that they're going to have industry-wide efforts to make sure that other families don't suffer that way. But it's been 2 years, and he has not ultimately changed the direction of his company on safety issues.
So he hasn't done anything. He hasn't really changed anything or any one of his platforms.
Nothing substantial. You know, there's always window dressing, so change of parental control here or there, but the core problems like adult strangers being able to contact kids or send explicit material to kids, these kinds of issues are consistent.
What about Amazon? They've been named to the Dirty Dozen list this year, and most people just think, oh, it's just a place where you can buy and sell goods, but there are danger areas for children and others on Amazon as well.
Yes, unfortunately, you know, Amazon is part of all of our lives, and we don't realize that this company is also profiting from something really disturbing, from childlike sex dolls, and it's quite disturbing. These are on Amazon. Nicozy researcher searched for just a few minutes and found over 20 sex dolls on Amazon with unmistakable childlike faces and clothing and marketing terms like young, little, sex doll 14. Some of them were posed with stuffed animals or backpacks. Just incredibly nefarious stuff. And we believe that Amazon doesn't want these dolls on there. In the past, they've removed them, but they have such bad enforcement. These dolls keep coming back. They're incredibly disturbing. They're very normalizing of sexual abuse of children, of course. And so they need to take a far more proactive stance to get these dolls off their platform.
All right, more with Haley McNamara, National Center Against Child Sex Exploitation, coming up in just a second. And we'll talk about TikTok coming up next, 8:43. Traffic weather on the threes now with the update. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Been a broken down vehicle temporarily on the inner loop right after I-70. That has cleared, but we did back up back to Route 40, and it's going to be slow from there up through the ramps at Liberty Road, but at least we're on the move once again. Debris on the Beltway was dirt and mud on the outer loop near Lock Raven Boulevard. That backup goes back beyond Bel Air Road. Get off the Beltway. You're looking at a 30-minute delay, if not longer. Get off the Beltway, Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, running parallel to the Beltway to get you away from that. The accident near the airport is affecting traffic towards the rental car return. It's on Camp Meade Road on 170 right after the ramp at I-195. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold start, sunny, low 50s today, 34 right now in Parkville, 36 in downtown Baltimore. We're speaking with Haley McNamara, Executive Director of the National Center on Sexual Exploitation. The Dirty Dozen list is out. These are social media, digital platforms that pose dangers to our children and our grandchildren. And TikTok, of course, is used by many youngsters, more so than Facebook, but there's something that... what are your concerns about TikTok specifically, Haley?
Well, TikTok, like you said, it's so popular with young people. Unfortunately, they do have really bad issues. Two issues I will really highlight. One is live streams. On their live streams, even internal documents show that the company has known that their live streams are being used to promote pornographic and also sex trafficking material. And the company knows that this is happening, but they are not investing the technology to prevent that from happening. And also, unfortunately, I have myself witnessed there is trading of child sexual abuse material networking happening on TikTok in the comment sections. Unfortunately, we have seen probable sharing of information. So people will send photos back and forth of a young child and say, if oh, come follow me on a Snapchat, come follow me on Discord, and I can show you more photos of this child. So it's unfortunately become a breeding ground for these different kinds of abuses. And again, it's something that even their internal documents show that they do have awareness that this is happening. So they need to be investing in better technology or setting up their system to be safer by design.
And some of these other lesser-known digital outlets do pose very real dangers for children, some that parents and grandparents may not be aware of, some where they can actually sign up and without parental permission. Which one of these bothers you the most? I know you've got a whole dozen on your list, but you mentioned some, Steam and Telegram, Snapchat, Discord. Which one do you think poses the biggest problem?
It's tough to choose. It's why we have a list of 12. One that I will say people might not realize is Steam, which is an online place where people buy and rent video games. So if you have a child in your life who plays video games, they certainly have used Steam. It's like the Walmart or the Amazon of online gaming. Unfortunately, any child can make a Steam account without parental permission or age verification and have access to incredibly graphic, sexually explicit games, including ones that portray sexual violence and scenes of incest. Very, very disturbing content is on Steam. Actually, one of our researchers had a child who used Steam for his video games. After reviewing the kind of content that's on that platform, he had to tell his son that he didn't want him using that platform anymore. So I think that's one that might be floating a bit under the radar for some families, but it's important to be aware of and talk to your child about.
Yeah, and the other area I think that has caused a lot of concern is AI and some of these chatbots, et cetera. And Grok has had a lot of publicity about some of the things that the AI, which is Elon Musk, Twitter, is Grok. So what are your concerns about Grok? And I know there's deep fakes, and there's they can use AI to do all sorts of things with children's heads, putting them on naked bodies and things of that nature. What are your concerns?
Yeah, the deep fake concern is very real with Grok. You know, artificial intelligence is exciting in a lot of ways, but when it's democratized in a way that enables abuse, such as this deep fake pornographic imagery, that's very concerning. Another concern with Grok is they have built these AI chatbots that interact with you. They have characters, they have names and unique imagery and personalities. And two of them are explicitly built to be sexual in nature, including very sexually aggressive. There's no real age gate to access those bots. And upon testing, those bots are also very quick to normalize and sexualize harmful themes, like including rape and sex trafficking, and even over the course of a multi-prompt conversation, themes that skirt dangerously close to child abuse themes. So Grok has a lot of concerns. I think that they are playing very fast and loose with trying to get engagement by having sexual content. Unfortunately, their safety mechanisms aren't there, which then inevitably leads to exploitation or very harmful themes.
All right, for our listeners who want the rest of the Dirty Dozen list or learn more about how to recognize this and bring it to an end, do you have a website they can go to learn more?
Yes, go to dirtydozenlist.org. The best thing about this list is that you can click on each target, obviously learn about it, but you can also take action. For each company, you can click a big button, says take action, and you can contact the company and let them know that you want them to make a change. And every year, it works. These companies do respond to consumer demand. We've had policy improvements at Google and Netflix, Hilton Worldwide, Walmart, and many others. So I would encourage you, if you're feeling a little down today, go to dirtydozenlist.org, take the actions, and you can be part of making a difference.
Thank you, Haley, and keep up the great work. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Haley McNamara, Executive Director of National Center on Sexual Exploitation. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good.
Well, You may recognize the name Dakota Meyer. He is a Medal of Honor winner. That's right. During the Obama years, he was awarded the Medal of Honor for his heroic actions, brave actions in Afghanistan. Well, we just learned that Dakota Meyer has just graduated a 12-week course as a reconnaissance Marine. Just amazing. He says he felt that he still had more to give after serving the country for 12 years as a Marine in Afghanistan. He went back to Recon Marine School, got his certificate, and now he's ready to fight again as a United States Marine. A few good men. That's just an incredible story. So kudos to Medal of Honor winner Dakota Meyer, who already served his country bravely and with great honor. But is back for more. So, again, we want to thank Dakota Meyer for his service to the country. And that is our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. More great news from Town Appliance in Owings Mills as they're having their 47th anniversary shopping event going on right now. It's the perfect time to upgrade your appliances and stay on budget. Choose from over 70 top brands, including Frigidaire Professional. Stop in and see Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you find the perfect fit for your home and walk you through flexible financing options. They're open every day but Saturday. Visit townappliance.com. Click the anniversary giveaway banner for your chance to win a brand new coffee machine. No purchase necessary.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Hi, I'm Reese Friedman. On behalf of the law offices of Michael Friedman, reminding you that if you or a loved one have been injured in a motor vehicle accident that was not your fault, I do not want you to hesitate. Call us at 410-363-6848. Or text us directly from our website, maflaw.com. Consultations are free, and if we take your case, you will not pay a fee until we win. Michael, Stephen, and Rachel will work with you to obtain the best result and get you back on your feet as soon as possible. The law offices of Michael Friedman, serving the community for over 40 years.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:53, final traffic weather on the 3's report for the morning with the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
We've had all kinds of stuff today. I just saw a report there was a tugboat that hit something in Curtis Creek. It was taking on water. So the fireboats went out to respond to that, and everybody's okay. But there's another situation, not on land, but on the water, not far from the Curtis Creek Bridge. The Beltway is still slow. The broken-down vehicle inner loop north of I-70 is gone. The outer loop west side still backed up at Liberty Road. This northeast corner is the problem. Debris, mud on the roadway. I'm looking at you sitting here live right at Perrin Parkway and the bridge over Joppa Road, and they're not going anywhere. There's just dead, solid backups. Started looking at some of the cameras back at Hartford Road and back at Bel Air Road. I can see some traffic getting off the Beltway. You do not need to sit here and just ride this out. You have options. Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill. You could even go down to Northern Parkway and go westbound and get around all of this. Come back up to the Beltway at Providence Road, Delaney Valley Road, or York Road. You'll be way ahead of the game by doing that. Big problems around the airport. The rental car return route that takes you down Camp Meade Road on 170 just off of I-195 was blocked with an accident scene, and the cleanup there is still underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3's on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold start, sunny, low 50s today, mid-30s tonight before things start warming up again here Thursday and Friday. Right now with 36 in Stevensville, 36 in Glen Burnie. Big drug bust on the eastern shore, Wicomico County, so big that Governor Moore had to show up yesterday. Because he's, you know, all about public safety is priority number one. Listen to this. 46 kilograms of cocaine, 24 grams of crack, 4.4 kilograms of marijuana, 3.6 grams of ecstasy, 36 fentanyl pills, 8 grams of psilocybin mushrooms, 2 grams of heroin, 5 suboxone strips, 11 firearms, $23,000 in cash, and the like. And, yeah, it was a big, big bust. And that's why Governor Moore had to show up yesterday and show his face.
Who, had they not been arrested, would have continued to terrorize our communities.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's funny how that works, but wait till you hear the other shoe to drop in just a second. But Sheriff Mike Lewis of Wicomico County said there were a lot of illegals involved, including the truck driver of the contraband.
And I can tell you, when you have that many illegals crossing the border, you are bound to have hundreds and thousands of drug traffickers commingled with them who are establishing ties deep within the United States.
Here's the other shoe to drop. The DEA's Chris Gamenis said that this was the working of a cartel here in the state of Maryland.
This dope was being supplied by the Jalisco cartel. The president has deemed them to be a foreign terrorist organization. Yes, Marylanders, you have terrorist organizations in your community.
We have terrorist organizations in our community, yet we have a governor and a Democrat supermajority that does not want local law enforcement to work with ICE to remove these terrorist cartels from our midst. So isn't it hypocritical for Governor Smiling Turtle to show up and proclaim public safety number one when he's prohibiting removing these cartel gangbangers from the state of Maryland? Here once again, Sheriff Lewis on the cocaine bust.
Who knows where this much cocaine would have ended up. That's a lot of cocaine. But clearly, it would have flooded the streets of this region.
Yeah. So, and not just the cocaine, but the fentanyl and the guns, and who knows what other crimes are being committed or about to be committed when you have this amount. I don't know what the street value is of that. I have to look it up. But it's probably, you got not many drugs there. It's in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, I'm sure. So I'll see if I can find that out for you by tomorrow. But just a big, it's called the biggest drug bust Eastern Shore history. Good work by Worcester County, Wicomico County, and the DEA in making that bust. You know, I've been talking about Mark McVeary for years, and so I want to ask you something. Why are you still making that mortgage payment? If you're in your 60s, 70s, and yes, even your 80s, the payment is probably your biggest bill every month, and it doesn't have to be there. If you're 62 or older, there's a government-insured program that can pay off your mortgage completely without a monthly payment. Let me repeat that. No monthly payment, no selling your house, no moving. You stay right where you are in the house that you've grown comfortable and love all these years. The real question, what would your life look like if that payment was gone next month? You'd have a lot more breathing room, a lot less stress, and more control. Mark McVeary has been helping homeowners do exactly this over 30 years. He'll tell you quickly if this works for you or if it doesn't. He'll tell you that as well. Call Mark today, 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070. May not be for everybody, but it could be for you. Learn more about the reverse mortgage answers with the answer man today, Mark McVeary. All right, Kim Klasick Live is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.